mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Mike Rivero joining us for his monthly visit today on the 7th of October, 2008, Tuesday edition. Coming up in an hour, we're going to have a 30-minute visit coming up in a half hour with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster about what's happening in the markets. The markets, by the way, are down right now 21 points after a huge plunge of around 400 points is what it closed at yesterday, down from last Friday. So Bob Chapman, then we have, of course, joining us, Mike Rivero. Then we have Richard C. Cook, the historian and economist, analyst. And then Webster Tarpley popping in for an hour as well. There's a lot of financial news I want to cover today, obviously. On top of it, we have a poll by CNN, 60% say depression is likely. So I'm sure that was aided by the president and every other major party leader running around saying we're going to have a depression because they want to implode the market now and then loot what's left of the currency. Brazil, Argentina abandon the U.S. dollar, completely dump it. There's also a report on CNBC that they believe gold prices to double on paper market default. We'll tell you about that. Fed considers plan to buy companies' unsecured debt and states' unsecured debt. So you've only seen the beginning of the takeover, where tax money buys securities, buys different assets, and hands it over to other private interests. By the way, former head of Goldman Sachs has hired the vice president from Goldman Sachs to head up handing out the multi-trillions. If you really read the bill, it's upwards of $5 trillion, as we keep reporting. And we'll get into that as well. So this is a Goldman Sachs operation almost entirely. So we'll go over some of that news. Also, Delta Force officer says U.S. officials stop plans to kill bin Laden. That's up on Infowars.com. We have a clip there from 60 Minutes where they admit what we told you in my first 9/11 film, well, the first 9/11 film, period, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, put out just 3 months. Well, the first version was put out 2 weeks after, but the final version was put out about 3 months after 9/11. And we break down there that Delta Force was not allowed to capture or kill bin Laden. But that was only one case of hundreds. And so I want to go back over that. But here is the Delta Force commander saying exactly what we told you close to 7 years ago. And, you know, in Illinois, Missouri, and other areas like Connecticut, people have been threatened with arrest if they, quote, lie about Barack Obama. The police said they will come and charge you. That was in the newscast. Several of the newscast and news articles, and the campaign confirmed that. But still, people were in denial about it. And then the prosecutors and county sheriffs had to back off of that, at least publicly. And now John McCain is using that police state tactic as a campaign point in new attack ads against Barack Obama. Meanwhile, the Times of London reports Corsi detained, deported from Kenya, and the police told him when he arrived he was going to meet with one of Barack Obama's brothers. They told him, you're not allowed to come here and lie. And so he was arrested, detained, and thrown out of the country. And the local paper said it was being done on behalf of Lord Obama. So, just amazing police state tactics. And look, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not for McCain or Obama. They're both New World Order. It's just, this is very serious.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1. And it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are steaming towards an interview in 22 minutes with Bob Chapman, then Mike Rivera, then Richard C. Cook, and Webster Tarpley. So four guests today, predominantly on the economy, what's happening around the world, and the unfolding police state. On the Dr. Corsi issue, love him or hate him, the mainstream media really won't attack Dr. Corsi on the claims he's made about Barack H. Obama. And I have said over and over again that John McCain is pure evil, pure New World Order. He wants to use the military on the streets of America for law enforcement, which just goes with the whole unfolding plan. These guys are just frontmen and puppets, so they push the agenda. I actually went and pulled up the YouTube clips and writings and votes of Obama in the state Senate and in the U.S. Senate. He is probably more anti-gun than even Chuck Schumer. It really is true that he wants to ban 308 rounds, 223 rounds. He wants to ban many types of rifles. And I have not heard that from John McCain. And I try to control myself. I try to not get pulled into the left-right paradigm. I personally, you know, just on the surface with public relations, you know, their public relations, their propaganda, I, you know, have that deep-seated white guilt that I can't fully throw off, which we're all indoctrinated with, to where, you know, I'd like to have a black president and say, see, we don't care. I'd like to be able to support Barack Obama. I'd like to be able to say he's a good guy, but he is a gun banner. His dad is a Muslim. He was raised in Muslim schools. He was born in a foreign country. They are engaging in police state tactics. And Barack Obama will get mass support. That's what he has. And Webster Tarpley has been right about that. He has been right about that. And by the way, Webster's not some, you know, right-winger. He's what I'd call a progressive, classical leftist who's transcended the eugenic social engineering arm of the Democratic Party. He will admit it's pure evil and there for eugenics and there to break up the family and destroy things. He believes that you could have a big government, though, that was run by good people that would uplift humanity. It just doesn't work that way. But the point is that he's not some right-winger with an axe to grind. In fact, he wrote the unauthorized biography of George Bush back in the early 90s, back in 1991, which is the definitive work on the Nazi connections that are now on the BBC and Associated Press and is now admitted fact. And we've been to the National Archives and confirmed that more research has been added. And we cover it in my 2005 film, 911, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. But the point here is that it is true that McCain has no grassroots real support. He doesn't have mindless worshiping zombies. Mainline conservatives don't trust him, don't like him. They know he's for open borders. They know he's for gun control. They know he's for carbon taxes and the rest of it. And so they are wise to him, but they're holding their nose thinking they're going to vote for him. Hey, it doesn't matter. The electronic voting machines are going to put in who the establishment wants. Now, they've only got about 40% of the country with the fraud systems that we can document that do steal elections. See, this is how it works. The Democrats think it's a partisan thing that George Bush was put in and that the Supreme Court appointed him and that then the election was stolen in many states like Ohio and New Mexico and places. And it was proven and people went to jail, and but still the election wasn't reversed. So, yes, George Bush stole both elections. But that's only one level to it. You've got to be sophisticated here if we're going to beat these people. That was because we had 8 years of Bill Clinton. They needed to pass the baton. Conservatives said, give us anything but, you know, another, quote, liberal. And then Bush comes in and gives you tripling the size of government, tripling the size of the BATF, doubling the size of the welfare agencies and of the CPS, and just a reign of terror against liberty, voting with the Democrats. And so now they need to give you a fresh face, you know, a handsome, smiling, brown face with, you know, shining eyes compared to McCain. I mean, Obama doesn't have that much fire or charisma compared to a white Baptist preacher or black Baptist preacher, but he's got a little bit of it. And that's a lot more than John McCain, that individual. Over 90% of people die who get the type of cancer he had, and even a lower percentage live more than 10 years, even after it's in remission. He is 9 years after his lymphoma's being removed, the lymph nodes being removed. Doesn't look good. But it's like Bob Dole. They ran a corpse against Bill Clinton in 1996. And so that's what's happening right now. And they did arrest the individual that claims he was the gay lover of Barack Obama. I have no doubt that it's probably true. Larry Sinclair. They did arrest him at the National Press Club, and Joe Biden's son arrested him and admitted later it was trumped up and the charges were dropped. They are arresting and harassing and shutting down websites of people, especially Democrats that don't like Obama. And, I mean, I have to call it what it is. I have to call it what it is. And it's just like Margaret Sanger said, the elite had to go out and hire black leaders to sell eugenics and breaking up the family and getting blacks on welfare. And blacks weren't stupid. A lot of the real leaders said, this is the government taking control, putting us back on the reservation, the plantation. This is just like they went to the Native Americans and said, we're going to give you money and take care of you and move you over here. It's the same system. But they sent in huge cores of black leaders paid off to lead the black community into destruction. and I don't agree with some of the things he says, but on the majority of the issues, Louis Farrakhan is actually right about that, and he will tell you. But notice he's pulled into the hype, and he knows it would politically destroy him if he didn't fall at the feet of Barack Obama, and so he has. This is about power. And so let me just say, you're not going to really have a choice on who gets elected. Either way, we are in deep trouble. But Corsi detained, deported from Kenya, the Times of London, a leading American neoconservative author, has been detained by immigration authorities in Kenya as he tried to launch a book smearing Barack Obama. See how even the headline is leaning towards Corsi out of England. Jerome Corsi of Swift Boat Veterans for Truth fame was this morning being held after failing to reckon with Obama mania. It's like they're laughing in the newspaper. He had been planning to launch his book entitled The Obama Nation, Leftist Politics and the Cult of Personality, before traveling to one of the slums to donate money to the senator's half-brother, George, who was found living in a squalid condition 2 months ago. Yeah, you know, I have a little bit of family who doesn't do well financially, and I don't have a lot of money, but I give them as much money as I can. I can't imagine not trying to take care of your family. It's just another just horrible thing. But officers swooped hours after Dr. Corsi was described as author of a smear crusade by local newspapers. Immigration officials claim he had been detained because he did not have a work permit. However, one of Corsi's assistants says he was just answering some questions, you know, as a journalist to be there. That's what Canada said when they grabbed me and detained me for 15 hours and Aaron Dykes and Ryan Slickhuysen and threatened to put us in prison and laughed at us and cussed and screamed at us. And then they said, you're here to cover the conference, aren't you? And started screaming at us that we weren't going to be allowed to cover Bilderberg and bleeping this and effing that. Until Jim Tucker showed up with the CBC. We were supposed to meet with Jim, and they didn't confiscate one of our phones. They did confiscate two of them. And the call got through in the holding area. We were able, when Tucker started calling us, to go, oh, call Tucker. And Tucker, within an hour, drug his butt out of bed at 5 a.m., went down to the CBC offices where he was meeting later that morning with a reporter. He got there early when she showed up. They got with a camera crew and a radio crew and came down, because the main offices are there in Ottawa, capital of Canada. And they showed up and got us out of there about, I don't know, 5-6 hours later, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And they were so angry. And so I really can't ever go back to Canada. They told me I'm in their system. And they leaned over and just basically told me that don't ever come back to Canada. Because next time you won't be so lucky. I remember laughing, going through all three of our laptops saying, we're going to find porn. We're going to find porn. You're going to go to prison. You're going to spend 5 years in a Canadian prison. You're going to spend years before you even go to trial, because that's what they do. It's really tyrannical up there, but the public doesn't know about it. Because the media doesn't cover it usually. And I remember saying, what do you mean porn? And they said, any porn, as much as a topless pinup picture, and that's transporting porn in here. And thank God no one in the office had visited porn. What office would you imagine to have three computers, nothing on it? By the grace of God, there was nothing on any of it, not so much as a swimsuit girl. And they were so angry. And they got the memory sticks out of our cameras and looked at them. And, you know, they would grab the memory sticks out and say, what's on these? And I'd say, they're clean. They're empty. You effing liar, when I find photos on here, I'm charging you for lying to a federal official. And they'd pop him in, and it'd be clear, and he'd start breathing heavy, little bastard in a black uniform. They'd love to be able to taser me to death like they do people routinely in those facilities. I'm lucky they didn't. Well, they got Corsi in Africa right now. Went out and found him in the city, drug him in. Read the details at Infowars.com. Tell you about the Delta Force when we get back, reporting that they were told to stand down and not go after bin Laden. Of course, this is what we've always been telling you for 7 years. Now it's on mainstream television.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Finishing up with the attack on free speech by the Obama zombies. They mean well. They think carrying out tyranny will save us from the great evil of George Bush, but it's both parties that are bought and paid for by the same interest. And when George Bush was having warrantless wiretaps and still is the American people, setting up this control grid and butchering the Bill of Rights, we were against it. We were against it when Bill Clinton did it. And now it looks like it'll probably be Barack H. Obama. Who knows who's going to win? It doesn't matter in the final equation. The point is, we have to say no to this tyranny. Now, CBS News is now reporting only a very small part of a larger, important story that needs to be told. 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, as they were described by the Times of London and other publications, were flown out to safety in what's called the Airlift of Evil in the first 2 months of the Afghan invasion. You see, the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban leadership had been on the CIA payroll back since at least 1978. And so the real guys, they got out of the country. Then they would arrest a few religious leaders. In fact, the one big leader they arrested was the guy who, the cleric who offered to turn bin Laden in, offered to try to help, warn the U.S. in the weeks before because he heard the chatter, which, of course, was a setup, the story being planted. So whoever waited and with open arms for the U.S., they got grabbed and sent to Gitmo. But then the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda, they got flown out to safety. And special forces would capture number two in Taliban, number four in Al-Qaeda. And they'd be ordered to release them, give them money, give them food, put them in trucks, escort them to the border of Pakistan, put them in C-130s. And there were special forces colonels in the San Francisco Chronicle and all these articles. I mean, they were hopping mad. A few years later, that's what upset Pat Tillman so much. Of course, we've had former Army folks, Rangers and others on who talk about staging, you know, shootouts with Al-Qaeda and Taliban with CNN, where they would just go to a base and then fire their weapons like they were fighting somebody. Now, Delta Force, patriotic guys attached basically to the CIA and to the National Security Council, they get paired up with this Taliban leader who's supposedly going to help them hunt bin Laden, and you hear the Delta Force commander on 60 Minutes saying it was like it was staged. It was like they would have these staged firefights with bin Laden's people, and then they would never help us. And this is who the CIA picked and paid to aid them. And then it turned out the CIA would pay $25,000, some cases more, per head for 14-year-old innocent kids to send to Gitmo and then release the real people. So it's a long piece. It's up on Infowars.com. But here's a few minutes of it.
Shortly after 9/11, the Pentagon ordered a top-secret team of American commandos into Afghanistan with a single, simple order: kill Osama bin Laden. It was America's best chance to eliminate the leader of Al-Qaeda. The inside story of exactly what happened in that mission and how close it came to its objective has never been told until tonight. The man you're about to meet was the officer in command, leading a team from the U.S. Army's mysterious Delta Force, a unit so secret it's often said that Delta doesn't exist. But you're about to see Delta's operators in action. Why would the mission commander break his silence after 7 years? He told us that most everything he's read in the media is wrong, and tonight he wants to set the record straight.
Our job is to go find him, capture, kill him.
Hey, back that up. People start conspiracy theories. Recording that off the web, it buffered, so there's a few breakups in this, but you can go watch it all for yourself again on Infowars.com or at the CBS 60 Minutes site. So back it up a few seconds and play it again.
It's often said that Delta doesn't exist, but you're about to see Delta's operators in action. Why would the mission commander break his silence after 7 years? He told us that most everything he's read in the media is wrong, and tonight he wants to set the record straight.
Our job is to go find him, capture, kill him, and we knew the writing on the wall was really to kill him. No one wanted to bring Osama bin Laden back to stand trial in the United States somewhere.
In 2001, just 10 weeks after 9/11, he was a 37-year-old Army major leading a team of America's most elite commandos. Even now, we can't tell you his name or show you his face. We hired a theatrical makeup artist to take the former Delta officer through a series of transformations to create the man you see now. He calls himself Dalton Fury. He's the author of Kill Bin Laden, a new book out this week. Dalton Fury is used to disguises. In fact, in 2001, his entire team transformed itself in Afghanistan.
Everybody has their beard grown. Everybody's wearing local Afghan clothing, sometimes carrying the same weapons as them.
The idea was that if this all worked out, Osama bin Laden would be dead, and no one would ever know that Delta Force was there.
All right, stay there, folks. I'm going to play a little bit more of this and finish my comments on it. We'll go to Bob Chapman and the latest economic developments with the stock market plunging as we speak. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Minutes, Webster Tarpley, then Richard C. Cook. On this seventh day of October 2008. So we're playing some excerpts from CBS News to analyze it and comment on it, critique it. They have this Delta Force commander who is describing how he's spoken up after 7 years because never
in his 5 years with Delta Force. And that means many years previously, either with Army Special Forces, the Marines, or the Navy SEALs, as they take from all those groups the best, that he had never, come up with an operational plan in the field and had the higher-ups then say no to it. Now, this story is being reported in a vacuum. You have more than 20 cases of Predator drones and others over who they said was bin Laden or other top Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA-da, and the CIA orders the Air Force not to bomb them. And again, you have the other just regular Army, Special Forces, the Green Berets, the Rangers below them, would capture people and be ordered to release them over and over again. It was a staged war. What Al-Qaeda did is they would go grab conscripts out of the cities, and they would put them on the front lines in three rings. And then the Northern Alliance would ask the U.S., why are the British troops alongside them in the north, why are we only shelling the first ring of defenses and not the second or third? Because it was only for 15, 16-year-olds to die who'd been forced down out of the mountains from their goat herding and been thrown a Kalashnikov. It was a staged intelligence operation in a country run by the New World Order. Boy, now look at opium production exploding. And it's come out the British and U.S. troops guard the poppies. It's so evil. And it's in your face. And so when you hear about this, remember the airlift of evil. 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda in two-day period flown out to safety. Out of Kandahar, out of Kabul. So then they have to have, this legendary story about bin Laden up in the hills, up on the Pakistan border in the high mountains, and, the satellites and infrared can't spot them, can't kill them, but the truth is they did. Quote, who they claimed was bin Laden, and they would always say no to killing him. The info we've got is that he was dying right around that time in Dubai at the American Hospital. It's called the American Hospital. And that was reported by mainstream press in Europe, in France, in the Middle East, and in England. And, of course, bin Laden, the CIA asset going back until the early 1980s, codenamed Tim Osman. And so the Delta Force is sent in, and over again they're told, no, 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 because they needed to have the legend of bin Laden live on. That, we almost got him, but we couldn't. And we covered this, again, my film I made 7 years ago, or just shy of 7 years ago, 9/11, the road to tyranny. Let's finish up playing some of this.
And that always is when you're talking about Delta Force.
And there was no mission more important to the United States.
We'll smoke him out of his cave. And we'll get him eventually.
But the administration's strategy was to let Afghans do most of the fighting. Using radio intercepts and other intelligence, the CIA pinpointed bin Laden in the mountains near the border of Pakistan. Following the strategy of keeping an Afghan face on the war, Fury's Delta team joined the CIA and Afghan fighters and piled into pickup trucks. They videotaped their journey to a place called Tora Bora. Fury told us his orders were to kill bin Laden and leave the body with the Afghans.
Right here, you're looking at basically the battlefield from the last location that we had firm on Osama bin Laden's location.
This ridge line is at about 14,000 feet, and back this way toward me is Pakistan.
That's right.
On a scale of, say, 1 to 10, 10 being the toughest, how tough a position is this to attack?
In my experience, it's a 10.
Delta developed an audacious plan to come at bin Laden from the one direction he would never expect.
We want to come in on the back door.
You were going to come up over the tops of the peaks?
That's right. The original plan that we sent up to our higher headquarters, Delta Force wants to come in over the mountain with oxygen, coming from the Pakistan side, over the mountains and come in and get a drop on bin Laden from behind.
Why didn't you do that?
Disapproved at some level above us. Whether that was Central Command or all the way up to the President of the United States, I'm not sure.
The next option Delta wanted to employ was to drop hundreds of landmines in the mountain passes that led to Pakistan, bin Laden's escape route.
First guy blows his leg off, everybody else stops. That allows aircraft overhead to find them. They see all these heat sources out there. Okay, there's a big, large group of Al-Qaeda moving south. They can engage that.
Why didn't you do that?
Disapproved.
Why was it not approved?
I have no idea.
How often does Delta come up with a tactical plan that's disapproved by higher headquarters?
In my experience, in my 5 years at Delta, never before.
The military wouldn't tell us who rejected the plans or why. Fury wasn't happy about it, but he pressed on with the only option he had left, a frontal assault on bin Laden's dug-in Al-Qaeda fighters. The Delta team had only about 50 men, so the mission would depend on the Afghan militia as guides and muscle. Their leader was a warlord, a self-styled general named Ali.
Ali told us, after about 30 seconds of discussion, he kind of listened to me ramble on, and then the first thing he said was, "I don't think you guys can handle it. You can't handle Al-Qaeda in these mountains."
Ali, second from the left, met with this CIA officer and accepted millions of dollars in cash from the agency.
All right, let's stop right there. Of course, you've got the CIA playing the Delta Force like complete fools here. And here you've got this well-meaning Delta Force commander. It's clear to, easy to assess. He believes he's exposing bad command, but here's the government allowing him to release the videos. Here is the CENTCOM, the Pentagon, allowing all this to come out because it adds to the myth that bin Laden was even in those mountains. Of course they couldn't let him go in and kill him. Of course they couldn't drop the big daisy cutters that would suck the air out of any cave or kill anybody for a mile around. Of course they wouldn't launch a real assault. It was totally staged. And see, if you just watched this TV program, you wouldn't know that. You would think, oh, this was just this one case. No, it was everywhere. And then all the jailbreaks, the staged jailbreaks they've had to release Al-Qaeda out of prisons in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Pakistani intelligence handling Al-Qaeda, sending them the money, meeting with, well, Joe Biden in the week before 9/11. I mean, these people are sick. It's disgusting. And then you've got this guy who is completely well-meaning, basically like a well-bred hunting dog, who is just something that they play games with in the CIA. And so here he is thinking he's a whistleblower with his book, Kill Bin Laden, and it just plays into the larger fairy tale until you have the other pieces of the puzzle. Continue with the mind slave.
Ali, second from the left, met with this CIA officer and accepted millions of dollars in cash from the agency. In short order, his Mujahideen fighters were escorting Delta Force.
Yeah, given millions of dollars by the CIA to lead Delta Force on a wild goose chase and not support them.
Force into the mountains.
Paint the picture for me of these Afghan Mujahideen troops.
They range anywhere from maybe 14 up to maybe 80. Various dress. Basically, we would probably consider it rags, which is the standard dress for a Mujahideen warrior.
This is video of the top-secret mission never seen by the public before. It was recorded by the Delta Commandos themselves. Dressed like Afghans, the Americans maneuvered up the mountains, calling in airstrikes on Al-Qaeda. By day, they would advance, but at night, they soon discovered that their Afghan allies went home.
Well, I have to assume that if you started up the hills of Tora Bora, And the Mujahideen took territory, they didn't abandon that at night.
Oh, yes, they did.
They gave it up to the enemy?
Absolutely. The Mujahideen would go up, get into a skirmish, a firefight, lose a guy or two, maybe kill an Al-Qaeda guy or two, and then they leave. It was almost like it was an agreement, an understanding between the two forces fighting each other. Almost put on a good show.
And oh, rewind that. A good show. Yeah, but you're seeing into one level of it. Are you strong enough mentally to understand history, Delta Force, and understand just how big a pawn you really are?
Up the hills of Tora Bora, and the Mujahideen took territory. They didn't abandon that at night.
Oh, yes, they did.
They gave it up to the enemy?
Absolutely. The Mujahideen would go up, get into a skirmish, a firefight, lose a guy or two, maybe kill an Al-Qaeda guy or two, and then they'd leave. It was almost like it was an agreement, an understanding between the two forces fighting each other. Almost put on a good show, and then leave.
4 days after arriving in Tora Bora, Dalton Fury was faced with a fateful command decision. Three of his men were in trouble behind enemy lines, and at the same time, the CIA had been listening to bin Laden's radio transmissions and had a breakthrough.
Oh, give me a break.
This is where it gets complicated. At about the same time, the CIA, George, comes into our room, and he says, "Guys, I got a location for Osama bin Laden. That's probably the best locational data we've had on Osama bin Laden ever."
It was night, so Fury was without his Afghan allies. Still, he managed to rescue his men and then found himself approaching bin Laden's doorstep.
We're about 2,000 meters away from where we think bin Laden's at still, from where we're at. Now we have to make a decision.
Fury had two choices: advance his small team with no Afghan support or return to camp and assault in the morning. He was under orders to make the Afghans take the lead, and intelligence said there were more than 1,000 hardened fighters protecting bin Laden.
You write in the book, "My decision to abort that effort to kill or capture bin Laden when we might have been within 2,000 meters of him, about 2,000 yards, still bothers me. It leaves me with a feeling of somehow letting down our nation."
I mean, let me just stop. This goes against all military doctrine. This is pure bull. The 50 would have attacked from concealed positions and called in airstrikes against those 1,000. That is pure bull. A 2-year-old who knows anything about any military strategy and modern military strategy knows that is absolute garbage. Two Rangers put in to radio in intelligence and call in airstrikes would have done that. This is pure bull. Let's go back to it.
Had we gone up that ridgeline towards that location, Osama bin Laden might have been 500 meters away. We might have run right into him. So there's always that doubt that we might have run into him. We also might have got up there.
No, he was fighting for his life in Dubai, pal. Go ahead and rewind it back to the puppet.
Cautious right into him. So there's always that doubt that we might have run into him. We also might have got up there and found nothing. It wasn't worth the risk at that particular moment to go up there and play cowboy. It was better to be cautious. Go up there with the entire force the next day.
That's right. Hit pause. He got somebody supposedly killed 3,000 Americans. He has his $50 million bounty on his head. You're the Delta Force, and you are cautious. I mean, give me a break. Now, you notice they're making it all about that event. There were the other times where they, quote, had him in their sights and couldn't call in airstrikes or weren't allowed to go in. It just goes on and on and on. But forget this story. This is just more evidence. Research the airlift of evil. In fact, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo, one of our writers, we ought to go back and pull all those airlift of evil stories and then the special forces colonel that was in the papers in the U.S. saying we were ordered to stand down and how they flew him out to safety and how it was all staged. And even the CIA commander who wrote Jawbreaker admits, like we had him on 2 years ago, that they were told to just go grab innocent people and not get anybody real and fly them to Guantanamo Bay for a torture laboratory to test torture. That was one part, but also to show the public, look, it's men with beards. They did it. It's all about a show. It's all about theater for the public. That's all they're doing. It's that simple. We're going to come back, cover the economy. And Mike Rivero is going to be on with us, and Webster Tarpley, Richard C. Cook. But the public doesn't know about this. They still don't know. They saw Bush say bin Laden's our number one target, and a year later, who's bin Laden? I don't care about bin Laden. I'm not looking for bin Laden. He actually said that. He said, but so what? We're not really targeting him. I'll never forget Bandar Bush, his nickname, the Saudi ambassador at that time, on Larry King Live, a few months after 9/11, and best friends with the Bushes and Cheney, and King was saying, bin Laden's evil, bin Laden's horrible, bin Laden's bad, bin Laden's a piece of trash. And Bandar said, how dare you say that about him? He's a great and honorable man, and he didn't even do 9/11. I mean, these are rock star in Saudi Arabia. See, who carried out the Afghan attack on the Russians starting in 79 to get the Russians to invade? it was the Saudis, the Israelis, and the United States matching funds and logistics to go in there and do that. And then Pakistan in the operation in 2001. This is a team that's covered in Fabled Enemies by Jason Burmis, the new film I just produced that we hardly even plug. I should be able to get it on DVD, folks, at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. People need to see this. They need to know this. They need to understand it. Okay? They love faraway places with big mountains. It's a nice backdrop, far away where they can control it and give you whatever fairy tale they want. Just like they told the famous painter Remington, Hearst Publishing did. They said, you supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. Remington went down there and said, there's no massacres, no troops, nothing going on here. And he said, hey, look, fake them. Fake paintings that we can then put into the newspaper. You supply the pictures, I'll supply the war. And that's it. A staged war. The only war going on in Afghanistan is warlords fighting over the opium. Just like the U.S. is running a war in Mexico to consolidate the drug trade. There's real casualties there. That's over drugs, money. Same thing in Afghanistan. It's just unbelievable. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
I'm taking a fight, I said I
listen to this radio show for the last 13 years, you will see stunning precision. But it's not hard. The master planners, much of their criminal operations are public. We know the tricks they play. We know the way they operate. We understand the enemy's modus operandi, or MO, what makes them tick, and how they play different segments of the government and the culture off against each other. But 9/11 was a complete and total fiction, the entire thing. And that is now coming out more and more. The public is now discovering the facts. And that is certainly the good news. All right, right now the stock market is plunging yet again. It is at 9,760 points. So the way this worked is it lost 800 points and gained about 400 back. Now it's lost about 200 points, or 195.14. So we're looking at a 600-point drop now in the last 2 days, and it's going straight down right now. All by design. They need to blow the economy out, and then they will take the dollar currency. They will buy up all the real assets while it still has a little bit of value. And then they will pass on the hyperinflation to the American people, people of the world. The dollar will die as the world reserve currency. They're going to set up a new global currency. We told you they'd do that. Now they're announcing that that is indeed the plan. Poll says 60% say depression is likely. Poll finds 6 out of 10 believe depression is somewhat very likely, seeing 25% unemployment and millions of homeless and hungry. CNN reports nearly 6 out of 10 Americans believe either economic depression is likely, according to a poll released last night. The CNN Opinion Research Poll, which surveyed more than 1,000 Americans over the weekend, cited common measures of the economic pain of the 1930s. 25% unemployment rate, widespread bank failures, and millions of Americans homeless and unable to feed their families. Now remember, it's a select inner group of banks imploding the other banks to consolidate them. In response, 21% of those polled say the depression is very likely. Another 38% say it is somewhat likely. The poll also found that 29% feel the depression is not very likely, while 13% believe it's not likely at all. But economists, even many who feel current economic risks are dire, generally don't believe another depression is likely. Yeah, they'll just tell you it's not a depression as they get the third army ready to deal with the American people. But again, they're going to implode things so bad over the next few years when the, you know, riots and things break out, that we will beg for the military. They're not going to unfurl a black flag of death and announce we're the evil new world order. They've got to brainwash the troops. They've got to sell them on the mission. No, it'll be helping women, helping children, giving people hot meals. And, of course, doing some intelligence ops, arresting militia terrorists who don't like what's happening. The militia terrorist, of course it'll be the government, will attack food convoys and steal it. And the mindless public will swell up full of rage. And then the mass arrest can start. The 26,000 preachers hired to teach their flock to submit to tyranny can fully activate. And then they can have a national draft and use the U.S. population as the Hessian Merc Force for New World Order, Inc. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero. Let's go ahead and get him on the line from Hawaii.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, if you go to comics, just in the show on 9/11.
if you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, they got a coffee cup over at whatreallyhappened.com that reads, the last official act of a corrupt government is to loot the country. The International Bank of Settlements stated 2 years ago that they were going to implode the U.S. markets by design. Almost 3 years ago, we reported from Bilderberg that that was also the plan, and exactly as we laid it out is how it's now happening. Immunity for the crimes of the bankers, the power to shut down and take over other financial institutions that are actually solvent, to then pay top dollar for them and give that to select groups. The vice president of Goldman Sachs is the one that's going to hand out the $700 billion appointed by his former boss of Goldman Sachs in complete conflict of interest, Henry Paulson. We've got Mike Rivero with us for the next hour. He joins us once a month, also a great GCN radio talk show host. And, of course, my website, for those just joining us, websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll talk about the economy, the CBC and others, as well as CBS reporting that, oh, Delta Force is coming out and saying they weren't allowed to kill bin Laden. That's old news. We'll get his take on that, where he sees the election going, and a lot more with Mike Rivero today. Mike, good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show today. And boy, what an interesting time we are in right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Let's get into the economy first. Give us your breakdown on that.
Well, obviously, the economy has reached a crisis point, and I think this really kind of shows the downside of this globalism idea, in that, you know, I have long maintained that national borders serve the same function for economies and then for the earth that fireproof doors do for buildings and watertight bulkheads do for ships, and that is they contain an accident. And when you block open those fireproof doors or you weld open the waterproof bulkheads to make it easier to move around, it all looks like it's better for a little while until you have an accident, and then you can't keep things under control. And that's exactly what's happening. I have readers writing in and saying, why when the banks go down does it affect our market? Why when we go down does it affect them? Why is Europe in such trouble from all of the American problems? And the reason is the globalists took down the normal barricades that exist on national borders. We have European Union banks that were basically taking pension funds and whatever and investing them in U.S. mortgage-backed securities because they thought there was no way they could lose money on those. And then our government turns around and gives tax credits out to corporations to shift American jobs overseas to those other countries that are investing in our mortgage-backed securities. And all of a sudden, payments start getting missed and the whole thing comes crashing down.
Continue breaking it down.
Well, the idea is, I know that there are two schools of thought about what's going on right now. One is that the economic crash is intentionally planned to pave the way for the Amero, and I have no doubt that those who are pushing for a North American Union and a single currency are planning on how they can exploit the current situation. And then there's the other school of thought, which is that it's simply accident, stupidity, and greed run rampant, and everybody looking out for themselves until the whole system breaks down. And, you know, a lot of current American economic thought goes back to this guy named Adam Smith, who created this theory that if everybody was just looking out for their own greed, they would somehow advance the system as a whole. And, of course, this theory was disproven by John Nash, the mathematician, and but even though he disproved it, people still like it because it sort of justifies that Gordon Gekko greed is good mentality. What's good for me is good for the country. Obviously, what we see here right now, though, is that everybody looking out just for themselves is ultimately very detrimental and destructive of the system as a whole. And, you know, and the bottom line is that, you know, in our country, we stopped making products for money. and we turned money into the product. And Wall Street's major problem is that instead of just offering ordinary people a piece of investment in companies, they started playing all these little additional products and gambling games that got out of control. The derivatives are really what's doing the damage.
There's no doubt about that. Mike Rivero is our guest. I want to get his take on how all this is going to unfold, the incredible insider trading and conflict of interest about who's running the banker takeover situation.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Breaking down the economy with syndicated talk show host Mike Rivero. By the way, Mike Rivero is in the new film, Fabled Enemies, put out by Jason Burmes, produced by myself. An excellent film. We'll talk some about that film with Mike before he leaves us in the shower. Mike, the reason I know this is contrived and engineered is that we had sources inside Bilderberg almost 3 years ago in the 2006 meeting, and they said they were going to start a global implosion through the subprime mortgages and blame it on that, which we know is a fraction of the larger derivatives problem. Then, of course, before that, we had the IMF and World Bank documents when Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank with secret documents about how they get countries in debt by design and blow them out. They want the economy to fully collapse then when confidence is lost so they can consolidate. And we know that the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve, you know, they're only a small group of banks that control the regulators over the banks. And we know that we saw the last 2 weeks, the White House, the both party leaders in the House and the Senate saying depression, 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 knowing full well that would cause a depression. Then they got their banker takeover bill with immunity and the new powers and really about $5 trillion in funding, according to Bloomberg and other publications. to read the fine print, and then things started plunging, as I predicted middle of last week they would. So certainly it's a real crisis for the people and most financial institutions that aren't in the inner sanctum of the money changers. Gearing up Northcom years ago for a financial collapse, having the Third Army ready to activate October 1st, signing PDD 51, congressman last week, and we had one of them on, told, if you don't pass this, martial law will be declared. But then the words of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the banker bill gives them financial martial law. So they got it one way or another. I mean, these are amazing things that are happening, whether they're doing it to try to maintain control or whether they wanted to get us entrapped in debt, but it blew up in their face, and that does happen to bomb makers. Regardless, they are sitting atop it and proposing, as we said years ago they would, a world government run by the bankers with a carbon tax as the new bubble. That is on record. And now we've seen that proposed in all the major financial publications. That's a mouthful. Mike Rivero, your analysis.
Well, my analysis is I have absolutely no doubt that there are always groups of people who are thinking about and planning for a global government of some form or other. But in this case, I think they may have stumbled rather badly because while the spin certainly is that it's all those mean old subprime mortgage holders who took out mortgages they couldn't afford and everything, the reality is most Americans understand full well that when these people took the mortgages out, they could afford them. They could afford the payments, and it was all working out well. What put the screws to the American public is our government giving tax credits to corporations to make it easier to move jobs to other countries. And, you know, if this was a deliberate policy, you know, which is only one of two theories, it was either deliberate policy or incredibly stupid, but if it was deliberate policy, it's going to make it very hard to sell a global government and a global currency to the American people when they see the global interrelation of the various economies of the world is what's dragging it down, not moving it back up again. The problem with this bailout package is this has destroyed all confidence in the U.S. government, all trust in the U.S. government, not that there was any left after Iraq. And so they can sit up there and say, well, we propose a world government and a global currency. But if the people of the world are saying, we've had it with globalism, we don't want it anymore, we want small, regional, little areas where we take care of ourselves and you take care of yourselves, because the only reason to consolidate is to build empire.
But
and
Mike,
we've had it
Mike,
with empire.
Mike, I mean, I agree with you, but what the people want is one thing. What happens is another. 90 plus percent, 1,000-to-1 phone calls, you know, into Congress against the banker bailout takeover, they still did it. So my point is, it is in the Wall Street Journal calling for a, quote, banking new world order. It is in the Financial Times of London. It is in the BBC. Kissinger and Soros and all of them are calling for this, and this is what they said they would do back in the 70s in the Trilateral Commission documents, and they're not stupid. They know bailing out the institutions that engineered this and buying securities and derivatives at 100% whatever value they say it is when they're really next to worthless, and in some cases are worthless, they know that's going to destroy Main Street. They know that's going to accelerate the destruction of the dollar. So they are carrying out a path that will crater the economy to an extent that things will break down, there will be riots, and the people will welcome the military.
Well, that may be the plan. I don't think it's going to work out because the American people, the people of the world, are very different than they were back in the 1970s. The 1970s, you know, the Internet was just beginning as the ARPANET, and most Americans still trusted what they got from the media and what they were getting from newspapers and the rest of it. And, you know, the rules that worked back then, the Cold War propaganda and disinformation rules that worked back then, don't work any longer. And so I think that the people that you're talking about are going to try for a global new world order and a global bank and a global economy. I'm not sure that it's going to be quite as easy to achieve as
okay,
they may
Mike,
be thinking.
Okay, Mike, I totally
right
agree
now.
With you on that. We're just looking at this from different, slightly different perspectives and
okay.
angles, and that's why we have you here. So, extrapolating forward, in the 70s, they could fool 60-70% into believing the government loved them and wanted to help them and was benevolent and wanted to, you know, give them kisses on the forehead and was sweet and loving. Now you get 90-plus percent against open borders, 90-plus percent or 80-plus percent against the war, 99% literally against the banker takeover bill. So you're absolutely right. They are playing a 30, 40, 50-year-old game where they have media dominance. Even if they shut the web down today, the genie's out of the bottle. They are totally discredited in every poll and every number, 9% approval ratings for Congress. I agree with you. I'm saying they think they're in control. They're going ahead with this, and it's not going to work. So it's like two freight trains going 80 miles an hour running into each other. What's going to happen here?
Well, obviously, we're heading toward a crisis. I'm afraid, you know, we are dealing with a government that is more than willing to use violence to achieve its ends. We've seen that in Afghanistan and Iraq, and even Pakistan, where the U.S. government is perfectly willing to kill 20 innocent people to get one suspected militant. I think we'll see the same policy enacted here in the United States. We've already seen they're building these giant open-air microwave oven pain machines on the top of armored vehicles. Those are there to herd us where the government wants us to be herded. So the bottom line is we're coming up on a period of violence directed at the American people by the U.S. government to get us to go along with their plans. But, you know, anytime somebody has tried that in history, you know, it has not worked out very well. Hitler's thousand-year Reich lasted only 12 years. The new American century looks to be collapsing after just six or eight. And, you know, it looks to me like I think it's going to fall apart. And I think we're seeing probably the 21st century equivalent of the fall of the Roman Empire.
Well, Mike, I agree with you. But, I mean, for new listeners, you're not just saying microwave guns and sound cannons. The Army came out in their official publication 2 weeks ago and said, we're preparing for war with the American people, civil unrest, non-lethal weapons. What the head of the Air Force said 2 years ago, use them first on the Americans, then we can claim they're allowable in war, they're illegal under international conventions, you know, we're the guinea pigs, and we have them hiring felons for the military, illegal aliens. I mean, they're going to make a go at it, and I agree. If 1% of the public who has guns fights back, and it'll be more than that if they try this, those guys with microwave guns are going to get blasted. And you know, I'm sorry, I'm not bashing Iraqis, but, you know, the types of Americans that are going to be fighting, and it's going to happen if this keeps going on, are the former military people. I mean, I feel sorry for the military. They are going to get shot to hell.
Well, they really are, and again, because the United States is a more technological society than Iraq is, we're going to find better ways to defeat these devices. I mean, there are already some very good theoretical foundations for making those microwave vehicles self-destruct. And I'm not going to go into that on the air, but, you know, it's being talked about. And as far as trying to control the Internet and the alternative media, you're probably aware the government ordered the shutdown of Usenet last June. And, you know, the idea was...
Explain to people that don't know what that means.
Okay. Before there was the World Wide Web and browsers like Netscape and Firefox, people shared information on a mass basis through a news group system called Usenet that goes back to the early days of the Internet, even before it was the Internet, when it was still the ARPANET.
The whole BBS system, and people had said, well, if they shut down the free web, as they're announcing, Web 1, we'll go back to the Usenet.
In June, the U.S. government, claiming that it was a haven for child pornography, shut down Usenet. Now, it's still available in other countries, and people who were using Usenet are simply attaching to servers, you know, in other lands. But inside the United States, it's been shut down. The real motive appears to be that the government wanted truly anonymous mass communication ended on the Internet, and of course, there was a lot of pressure from the motion picture and recording industries to shut down Usenet because a lot of material was being posted there that was copyrighted. But again, you know, they found this child porn supposedly planted in about 80 different news groups out of some 90,000 that were in existence. And so
that's how it works. There's something, I mean, that's like saying there's one bad person in Detroit, Michigan, so we'll just make everybody leave Detroit, Michigan.
Well, again, that's what we're seeing in Pakistan and Afghanistan. The U.S. government gladly kills 20 innocent civilians to get one suspected militant, even if they can't actually prove the militant was guilty of anything. That's the mentality and mindset we're seeing the American people right now. But they're, you know, they are trying to figure out ways that they can shut down the non-commercial portions of the Internet. They're trying to figure out ways that they can limit people's ability to communicate anonymously. They want a system where if you're writing from point A to point B, they can track it, read it, and use it. But the bottom line is that all of this stuff allows them to watch ordinary Americans, but people who are really intent on secret communications, there are very easy ways to do this.
The whole attack is built around shutting down the general public's free speech and sharing information.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, so that we have to go back to being dependent on the commercial media. But you know something? It's not going to work, because remember, in the old former Soviet Union, they didn't have an internet, but they had fax machines, and this network of fax machines.
Well, it's going to cost me about $2,000 a month, but we hope to get a sponsor. But we're putting in hundreds of regular landlines next week. They're already going in this week, so people can dial into those, record the show that way, and then distribute it out. So we're already preparing for the web to be shut down here. We're already gearing up for it, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is not a game. There's a multi-pronged public attack. We now have Senator Lieberman basically running YouTube, ordering whatever he wants removed. Mike Rivero's our guest. WhatReallyHappened.com. Stay with us.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today. Mike Rivero had one of the very first big websites on the internet. He was really the guy that brought out most of the first information, was picked up by others about the murder of Vince Foster. And he works in the film industry, works a lot of IT stuff. He knows of what he speaks. Remember 3 months ago, Senator Lieberman wrote letters to Google, which also owns YouTube, and said basically anything criticizing the government is helping Al-Qaeda needs to be banned. They had simultaneous hearings showing architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, which is getting peer-reviewed journals to document bombs in the buildings. Now, they're very threatened by that. They put that in between video of Al-Qaeda training videos saying this is Al-Qaeda. And now YouTube is banning basically whatever the government wants banned. I mean, they'll even ban a beauty pageant that has, 30 seconds of Sarah Palin in it from the 80s. Just whatever they want. When ABC News is airing them killing the puppy, throwing it off the cliff, the Marines, well, we have YouTube banning it. They will still ban it. They will ban video of the troops shooting Iraqis, driving down the road in cars and laughing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's already happening. That's only one way. So what are some of the other ways they plan to shut down free speech if we break down what's going to happen in the future, Mike Rivero?
Well, one of the more obvious ways that they've been doing it is they're basically trying to buy up all the key sites. We've seen Google and Yahoo basically, even though Google is in serious financial trouble itself, it's still out there acquiring other websites, acquiring other properties to bring under its gigantic media umbrella. And we're basically seeing the creation of internet mega corporations to rival the media corporations in the traditional broadcast arena. And I think ultimately they're going to create a situation where they will lobby for licenses to be delivering content over the internet, much as the media corporations deliver content over the public airwaves.
Well, that's now being proposed, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the next step, where you're going to have a license issued by the government and subject to government control in order to
explain
be putting that material on the
under
net.
Internet too. That you're just interrupting and document what you're saying. Under Internet too, that's just taking over the existing web, upgrading it for higher speeds, and then you will go under what they recommend: 50 university carriers for orgs and 50 for comms, which will be private companies, and then you sign a sub-licensing with them, and then they license you under a contract you sign, and then they can ban you like YouTube or MySpace.
Yeah, basically that's it. They're trying to basically take the public internet and re-corporatize it and put it under control. But again, the wires that are out there, people are going to find ways around it. They've been trying to ban the internet in China, and the IT guys there are just finding ways around it. And it's a case of, once the people know that there is truth out there to find, they're going to want to go find it. That's just almost an instinct with people. And again, going back to the fall of the Soviet Union, I mean, look at all the controls they had in that country. When you bought a typewriter, you had to type out a sample piece of paper and turn over to the police, so that if they ever found a typewritten document they didn't agree with, they could match which typewriter it came from. And we're already seeing that here in the United States, where color laser jets put hidden codes on the paper they print, so the police can find out who sent, a nasty note to a politician or something. And, but even with all of those controls in the Soviet Union, people with fax machines were just sending articles around to each other until finally the government could no longer count on the trust and cooperation of the people, and the Soviet Union fell apart. And to be very honest, I think that's ultimately what's going to happen here in the United States.
By the way, the Patriot movement in the 80s and 90s grew before the internet with the fax brigades, as they were called here.
And also with FidoNet, which was a modem-to-modem packet transmission utility, and a lot of that's in the middle of a revival right now, where people are digging their modems out of their garages and they're going back to using the phone lines to connect their computers together so they can operate outside the broadband cable net.
And that's why the feds just shut down that old system. They can still do it over the web, but they shut down the old operating system.
They shut down the Usenet, but people can set it back up again using FidoNet, because FidoNet operates completely separate from the broadband internet.
Well, bottom line, people had better appreciate InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, WhatReallyHappened.com now. while it's still got about 98% freedom. But we can see the screws being put in. Also, with Comcast and Time Warner announcing, oh, we're only going to let you visit a few thousand sites. We're not going to give you access to the other sites. That's already begun in Canada and Texas and other places.
Yeah, that's definitely the problem is when you sign up for one of these really big internet service providers, you have to use their gateways and they can control what you see.
Here's an example. Just 4 months ago, I have several systems, but we have Time Warner cable modem, and now if I type a URL in wrong, it doesn't give me a screen on my computer. I'm on the Time Warner website. So see, you're going through their gate. They're logging everything, tracking everything. That is the model. Mike, we're going to come back, talk more about how you see things unfolding on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Mike, looking forward to more of what we're going to see in the near future, midterm and long term, regardless of what's orchestrating the financial collapse, the immunity, the power, the takeover. The establishment knows it's not going to help Main Street. It's going to hurt it with the devaluation of the currency, bare minimum, and everything is falling apart financially. The jobless claims are spiking, and we had 90% or close to 90% living on farms during the Great Depression, being self-sufficient, and still 7 million starved to death, according to university studies, over the decade-long depression, because the bankers would kick folks off their land so they couldn't produce in some cases. Now we have 90% living in the cities. Of the 10% living in rural areas, only about half are still self-sufficient. The rest work at gas stations or power plants or prisons or at the local office supply store. We've got world leaders talking about abyss, total breakdown, everything stopping. Trying to terrorize us into going along with this? Or is that really a big threat? And why are they activating the 3rd Brigade and the rest of it?
Well, I think obviously, the government's first instinct is its own self-preservation and survival, and we know that FEMA does not really exist to take care of the people in the event of an emergency. FEMA's primary charter is to preserve the government even against the people during times of a national emergency, and that's what its real function is and what most of its budget and staff are focused on, is continuity of government. And, keeping the system moving forward. I think the U.S. government is well aware. They've pushed the population to the edge of a rebellion. That's the reason they've got the troops back here from Iraq, in the streets of America in defiance of Posse Comitatus. We already know the government is acting illegally. This bailout bill, the manner in which it was passed, was completely unconstitutional. So we know the government is not even following the law itself. It's just doing whatever it takes to have another week, in power in Sodom on the Potomac. We know we've had massive election fraud for the last several elections. We're seeing it again this time. It's just the people in power want to stay there. They don't want to give up the goodies and the perks and the privilege. And people who get to that level generally are perfectly willing to do anything to hang on to power, including killing off, thousands of other Americans in a new false flag terror attack to try and scare us back into submission. But, the problem with using fear to control a population is once the fear wears off, and fear is very tiring, it's very exhausting. Once you get too tired to be afraid anymore and you start thinking again, you see what your government's been up to, that's when it really starts to fall apart. And the problem right now is, Bush can get up there and say, well, this bailout was really necessary and trust me, and nobody's trusting him because we know we were lied to about Iraq. We've reached the point where the U.S. government really cannot effectively govern anymore because of the skepticism and mistrust and loss of faith by the American people. And a government that can't govern during a time of crisis is a government that is eventually doomed to collapse.
Now, my view, both candidates are bought and paid for by the same interest. That's proven. Why does Barack Obama, who I know you're leaning towards thinking it's a new regime, why is he getting triple the Wall Street money that McCain is? And it really is true. They're threatening people with arrest if they, quote, lie about him. That was true. They just arrested, detained Corsi over in Kenya. I agree with Webster Tarpley in that with McCain, you've got a dead duck. No one supports him. They know he's a criminal. He doesn't have any of that pizzazz or star power. But with a Barack Obama, they get a new, fresh face to expand their operation. And I've looked into it. Barack Obama really is the biggest gun grabber on paper. He says ban all your 308 and 223 rifles, which is most of them, calling him, some type of devil weapon. And I'm not weighing in. I can't even vote in Travis County. We know we have total election fraud here for over a decade. That's been proven. So people say, well, who are you going to vote for? Well, I'm not allowed to vote here. It's fake. We've proven it. It's even come out in the paper. And the legislation, the Legislative Election Commission said, well, yeah, Travis County's allowed to double count ballot boxes, falsify signatures, break safety seals. I understand that if I weigh in on either side, that only empowers a left-right paradigm, but your take on that?
Well, you know, Obama is far from being a perfect candidate. I mean, I wanted Ron Paul. A lot of other people did. And I think it's time that, you know, we change the system to allow a level playing field for third parties. Because right now, the way it's set up, the two, quote-unquote, traditional parties have all the advantages going into every election. And it really is, it's not quite a locked door to a third party, but they definitely make you go through several more hallways to try and run a campaign than the traditional parties do. The only reason I'm leaning toward Obama is because I don't want McCain, and I think McCain shot himself in the foot by picking Sarah Palin in a moment of pique when he couldn't get Joe Lieberman. And I think the reason that everybody is donating to Barack Obama right now is they want to be in good with the guy they think is going to win. And you know, that's really what it's coming down to, is the more it looks like you're going to win, the more money you're going to attract. And that's why that early campaign really is important, because that perception is what drives the funding for the latter part of the campaign. And I know there's a lot of vested interest still pushing for McCain to win, because he's going to continue the policies of the Bush administration that have allowed the rich to get richer and the military to get, you know, literally historic levels of funding.
And I should add, and then continue, but I want your take on this before I forget. Just because Barack Obama in most polls is 9 points ahead, in the Electoral College, they are in a dead heat.
I think the numbers have shifted slightly toward Obama as of the last time they did an Electoral College.
By dead
heat,
he's only got one more point, yeah.
Okay, but you know, I think the trend is definitely there, and the problem is that Sarah Palin really was the worst choice that McCain could have made for vice president, and I know his stated logic was he wanted a female vice presidential candidate to lure the disaffected Hillary voters, but to pick up, you know, this ex-beauty queen, you know, who's opposed to abortion and wants the end of the world to come around, I think was a mistake. Now, I talked to our own Hawaii State Governor Linda Lingle, and McCain's people did not even call her. And now, I don't agree with everything that Linda Lingle says, and she doesn't look all that hot in a bathing suit, and I'm sorry, Linda, but you don't. But she at least knows the mechanism of government, and she, you know, she would have been a far more credible vice presidential nomination than Sarah Palin. So I think probably future history is going to look back at Sarah Palin as the reason McCain really lost it.
Well, I mean, Mike, you're a smart guy. You know they're just fronts and puppets. I mean, we got Northcom saying it basically runs everything, and you've got Congress being told, if you don't pass this, we'll declare martial law, and the committee chairmen are all either on board or blackmailed. They're getting ready to set Barney Frank, the pervert, up for Fannie Mae Freddie Mac for hiring his boyfriend to head one of them up. So it's just I don't know.
It's all incredible corruption there, and I hope that when the U.S. government collapses, and I really do believe that it's going to collapse the way the USSR did, and we start to think about forming a new country, that we just sort of go back to that constitutional system that worked for us for the first 100 years. And why we ever let ourselves get tricked away from that, you know, where the Treasury controlled the money and we had currency of a fixed value and all these things that worked for the common people. And then starting in 1913, we just got swindled by the bankers one time after the other, after the other, after the other. And we're in the mess we're in right now because we gave away our national sovereignty to private banks. And that is really the root of all of our problems.
But specifically, as the economy breaks down, as confidence in the government falls apart, it doesn't matter to the establishment or the people that are against it. They are just going to use their expanded police force to try to suppress the people. But what are the police going to do when their grandmas are homeless and their cousins are homeless and they're losing and their dollar is being devalued?
I think we're going to see a societal breakdown. The bottom line is that the police state mentality, they don't really have enough people to control the United States. I mean, look how much trouble they're having in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they're out there with tanks and guns and helicopters and warplanes and bombs, and they still can't keep the places under control. This is the United States of America. We've got 300 million people. We are technologically trained. Many of us are ex-soldiers, and we're trained. If the U.S. military can't control the streets of Iraq, they certainly cannot control the streets of the United States of America.
Well, Mike, I just can't believe it's all unfolding just like we said it would. And A, do you think, how long will this recession last? When will it officially be called a depression?
Well, the definition of a depression is a rather arbitrary one where they say...
Three-quarters without growth, yeah.
Yeah, well, three-quarters without growth, 25% unemployment. The problem is we have to rely on the government to get those numbers, and we know the government lies. We could be in a depression right now. We already know that the unemployment numbers are subject to reinterpretation and recalculation. They have these different categories that people who have been out of work over a certain period of time get shuffled off into these specialized categories, so they're not counted in the immediate unemployment figures.
Yeah, they cook the books.
Yeah, they cook the books is the short version. That's the problem. When you live under a government that you know lies to you, you have no way of knowing what the real situation is, and obviously the government is going to lie to put itself
in the best possible
light.
And they're lying to themselves, too. They're lying to themselves, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of gross self-deception going on there. I mean, they even cooked the Dow Industrial Averages, you know, when it was really bad a couple of weeks ago. They said, well, we'll just take out AIG because it's such a downer.
Well, they always do that. They're always taking losers out of the 30.
Yeah, and put Kraft Foods in, which is always, you know, going to be a winner. It's still down 270 today, as a matter of fact, as we watch this thing. But the bottom line is we can't trust anything that we're getting from the media or from the government. And, of course, that's why they hate shows like yours and mine and the Internet, is because they know Americans want to know what's really going on. And that's why the viewership of the mainstream media is in decline. Your audience is going up. My audience is going up. Your blog, your website readership is exploding. My website readership is exploding. People know they've been lied to. They're angry about it. And, you know, they're coming to the alternative media. And it's for that reason that any efforts by the government to curtail the alternative media are going to be too obvious to everybody. And that's just going to further fan the anger that's out there.
Well, Mike, when you talk about exploding, when I get up on air and I talk about how almost any guest we call, even outside the liberty freedom reality genre, even mainline guests, almost all of them have heard of the show and many of them like the show. We can randomly call up companies we want to sponsor. And I'm talking 80% of the time, they know who we are. We're the first person that answers the phone. And the majority of the time, they're a fan. A small part of the time, they hate us or are scared of us. And, you know, we called Chuck Norris up to have him on, and he's been listening for years. You know, comes on the show and says that. I mean, on the street in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, and you're right. Your numbers are exploding. I look at them. Our numbers are exploding by all the web rating services. I mean, doubling in the last 3 months, and it's exponential. I don't see how the establishment can't bring in martial law or shut down the web, because just looking at my growth numbers. Now, the problem is the alternative media is infiltrated by a lot of disinformation people. It's infiltrated by COINTELPRO specialists who know how to get people infighting with each other, and then almost even countering it feeds into it. But we need to point it out. Any site that spends, you know, even a third of its time attacking other patriot groups, and it's always those doing the attacking of specific people, and then, you know, claiming that they're all against it. And these groups, they will savagely attack me, make things up about me, say I did this, say I did that. They make stuff up about you and countless others. And then they'll say, I don't understand why they don't work with us, after they've spewed all these lies and propaganda. Of course, they're being deceptive. They know they're trying to deceive their audiences. Now, a small group of them are government operatives, and then the mockingbirds kind of hear it and parrot it, but it's kind of a social morbidity, a very morbid, very nasty mode, and I don't see it holding us back. I mean, we've really reached terminal velocity, as they say, where we're escaping out of this, but I see the enemy throwing in every trick they've got, throwing in, you know, just every form of propellant they've got to try to get us to, you know, to tell us 9/11 truth is dead when it's bigger than ever, or to tell us that the alternative media, nobody listens to it when it's bigger than ever. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of this intentional mantras to try to tell us that we're not having victories when we really are.
Well, again, yes, they're throwing every trick they can at us, but again, it's the tricks that they used back in the 1950s and the 1960s. I mean, the attacks I see on you, the attacks I see on myself, they have not changed one bit since the dirty tricks that were being played by the FBI informants on college campuses during the 1960s, when they were opposing the peace movement, when they were attacking the early civil rights movement, when they were attacking the early feminists. You know, all of these things, they played these games, they haven't changed one bit. The problem they don't understand, and they never got, is that your average American citizen understands that this stuff is out there. Now, every time I've gone to a local peace march, there are always activists who are out there handing out flyers saying, this is what the government infiltrators will do to try and make us look bad, so don't fall for it. So these kids out there, they're smart. They know what's going on. They know how the FBI plays the game. They're ready to deal with it. And that is why all of these attacks that they're ladling on us right now on the Internet, it isn't working, because the American people are vastly different. They're vastly more educated. They're smarter. They understand the government lies and plays dirty tricks to get its way. And just that awareness.
Well, take the Michelle Malkin. They, yeah. You know, Fox News tried to set up 9/11 Truth, saying that we attacked a girl in a wheelchair. That later came out that it was bull. They tried to say that I was saying kill Michelle Malkin and all that. We ended up defeating them and making them admit it wasn't true, thanks to your help and others. So you're right. I mean, they're playing the same old tricks, and it's only revealing them.
Yeah, it is. It's become way, way too obvious that's what's going on. And they really have never gotten a grip on the fact that the Internet has fundamentally changed the nature of information flow through society. We're in the middle of a cultural sociological revolution as great as when Gutenberg's movable type made printing inexpensive and books affordable by the common people.
It's greater.
It is greater. And the ruling structures have either got to evolve to a world in which it's much more difficult to lie to the people, or they're going to go extinct. And I think that's what's happening to the United States, because it carries the burden of so many past lies, it can't be truthful now.
Mike Rivero is our guest. His website's whatreallyhappened.com. Visit it while you still can. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.com. Now is the time to ignore the diversions, the distractions, the lies, the frauds, the infighting, all of it. Now is the time to intensify your efforts to reach out to new people who now are more ready to hear the truth than ever before. We'll be right back.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Final segment with Mike Rivero. Always great to have him up with us once a month, sometimes even more often as things unfold.
The hairs on your arm.
I'm glad you brought up false flag terrorism. We've clearly seen economic false flag terrorism, whether they engineered the first collapse or not, the fear-mongering, there would be a depression instantly if the bankers weren't given unlimited financial power. That was economic terrorism. And then last week there was a huge story put out by a white supremacist who always puts out disinfo, and just huge hoax after hoax that all the banks would fold on Monday. And then when it doesn't come true, my site and your site get blamed for it when we were exposing it last week. And of course, it was pushing for the banker bailout. So we're seeing a lot of that. But again, as you said, the public is developing a palate, you know, the taste buds to be able to recognize what's happening and what's really going on, Mike. So I wanted you to specifically talk about in the last 3 or 4 minutes we've got false flag terror. You brought up that is a prime concern right now. I agree with you. The enemy has already staged many terror attacks in the past. They staged the 9/11 attack when it came out that they'd stolen trillions, upwards of $2 trillion, from the Pentagon trust funds. That was in the AP the day before 9/11. We know that anytime there's a big economic collapse, that they like to have a staged terror attack to get people to rally around the state. Do you see that as a increased probability?
Well, I'm sure there are people who are thinking it's good for another try right now, but I think the fact that the 9/11 truth movement has been so powerful and so vocal and gotten the word out there, that has been the deterrent to a new false flag terror attack. Because if you think about it, Bush is only 4 months away from being out of his office. And it means he's not going to get his Iran war unless he tries something really desperate. That plane incident this morning may have been a last desperate gasp to create a situation justifying an invasion. But the bottom line is, I think anybody who's thinking about it...
Hold on, don't glaze over that. Tell folks about the plane incident.
Okay, very briefly this morning, there was an airplane that was attempting to fly from Turkey to Afghanistan over Iran. Conflicting reports are that it was carrying senior U.S. military people. Then the later story said it was a Hungarian relief aid team. It was forced down because it was using an improper identification code, and the Iranians basically forced it down.
That happens here in the U.S. every day. If you don't have the right code, you get forced down.
Well, anyway, the Iranians said, okay, you can go, and they let the plane continue on its way. And the reason it was interesting is because not too long ago, there was this revelation that George Bush had planned on allowing a U.S. plane with U.N. markings to get shot down over Iran as a pretext for invasion. And, you know, we had the ski boat incident and the captured British sailors incident, and Dick Cheney was talking about letting a bunch of SEALs get killed in order to trigger war with Iran. They've been really trying to figure out a way to get this thing going, and they haven't been able to. And the reason they can't is the American people are aware of the lies and deceptions. They are not falling for it ever again. You know, it's like Bush used to joke about, fool me once, shame on me, fool me, or shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. And the American people remember that they were lied to about Saddam's nuclear bombs. They remember it because you constantly remind them, I constantly remind them. It makes it very difficult for the government to do, to carry off further deceptions. Now we know that, you know, Georgia actually initiated the recent conflict with Russia.
Yeah, by the way, let me stop you. Let's do five more minutes, then get Webster Tarpley on if you can. Mike, you can do five more, can't you, to finish up?
Okay.
We'll be back in 1 minute. Yeah, I forgot to even cover that 2 weeks ago. BBC, Times of London, AP, they all come out and say, okay, it's admitted, NATO admits, Georgia did launch a sneak attack and then lied to us. And that's plausible deniability. Of course, the U.S. was running the attack.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Webster Tarpley coming up in the next segment. Then economist, historian Richard C. Cook on the economy coming up in the fourth hour today. It is the 7th day of October, 2008. You're right, Mike Rivera. I mean, it comes out that Dick Cheney was planning to stage terror attacks by having U.S. Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians and have them basically attack U.S. shipping, U.S. naval larger craft, larger ships in the Strait of Hormuz. And the fact is, that was then leaked from inside the White House and then confirmed. So another issue here is, A, we have friends in government at every level, a lot of which laughed at us at first, but now they see the full horror and understand just how serious this is. And a lot of them are scared of prosecution, so they're trying to hedge their bets as well. Some of them aren't good. They're just trying to do the right thing for their selfish reasons. That's A. And then B, I want you to briefly comment on 9/11 Truth. Its victory, we always said going back 7 years ago, plus, was to expose false flag terror, bring it into the nomenclature, the public consciousness, so that people would look at qui bono, who benefits, and so that they would lose false flag terror as a useful tool of statescraft on the national and geopolitical realm globally. And so it's been a fabulous, I mean, are we going to get convictions, jail time, who knows? The point is, it's been a huge success and is only growing.
Well, we're never going to get convictions, we're never going to get jail time for the perpetrators, we're never going to get the U.S. government to admit what it did, and it doesn't really matter anyway, because we know what happened, and I don't need the government to tell me that I'm correct in my conclusions. As you point out, the victory here is that we've educated the American people that these kind of things do go along. There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Maine was blown up by an onboard coal fire. Hoaxes are used to start wars all the time, and this was just another one. And knowing that, with the ordinary American man in the street, Main Street USA, Joe Sixpack, whatever you want to call him, for him to be aware that the government stages these kind of tricks to start a war means it's far more difficult for the government to actually pull that off. Now, as I said before the break, our problem is that our current government is carrying so many lies throughout its history that it really cannot start being truthful. So it's just trying to follow the policy of if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And it's no longer in touch with the reality of its environment. And like any life form that gets out of touch with the reality of the changing environment, it's going to go extinct. It's just a question of how and when. We may be seeing the beginnings of the death throes right now. The Soviet Union, the collapse of the Soviet Union, really did mark the end of the Cold War superpower mentality, and it's a little amazing that the U.S. has hung on to that mentality ever since then, trying to act like it owns and runs the entire world. But I think it's about to collapse, and I'm in agreement with Hugo Chavez that it's probably going to be a good thing for the world at large for the U.S. government to kind of go away. And I know for a fact it's going to be a good thing for the people of the United States, because right now, look at all the tax money you're paying.
We've got to pay for the empire.
Yeah, we're paying for the empire, we're paying for the war machine, we're paying for all the money it's borrowed for the last 100 years.
And the empire always wants to secure its home base, so we're going to live in the slave-like homeland. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that your listeners and readers really need to think about. If we were to work and sacrifice and accept 80-90% taxes to try and save the U.S. government from its own folly, what do we get at the end of all that sacrifice? We still get a government that is reading our emails, listening to our phone calls, watching us with TV cameras all the time, refusing to trust us, groping us at the airports. Why should we work hard for somebody who treats us that badly? When the easiest thing is to say, okay, I'm just going to coast for a while and let the U.S. government drive itself off the cliff, and I refuse to follow behind it.
Yeah, there have been empires that actually reward their minions. This one is viciously attacking its minions. The worst possible scenario. WhatReallyHappened.com, Mike Rivero. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, too.
Take care. Great guy. Don't forget, InfoWars.com, PrisonPanda.tv, JonesReport.com, and InfoWars.net.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Webster Griffin Tarpley has been joining us quite a bit lately as the election heats up into the last month. He talked about how McCain's a dead duck, has no political support. If he was to get elected, it would be more stagnant New World Order. But Barack Obama is getting three times the financial support that McCain is from Wall Street and the CFR Foundation elites. And I didn't just believe Tarpley. I was aware of those numbers, and I've been looking more into them, and it's actually more than three times. And so that's a bad sign. And then, you know, I played this on air 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago to be technical, and listeners couldn't believe it. I played Missouri, St. Louis TV stations, read news articles where the police said there's a law in ethics against lying about Obama, and we will decide what a lie is. If you say he's anti-gun, we will come and arrest you. And, you know, they said all those things. They said, we will come out and deal with you. They said, if you say he's a Muslim, we're coming after you. If you say this or that. And regardless if it's true or not, it's your First Amendment right. If somebody wants to sue you for civil damages, that's the case. But not criminal. And then it popped up in Illinois and Connecticut and Vermont and all over. And then I had callers call me off air and threaten me when I had Tarpley on a week and a half ago, saying, you need to be arrested, Alex. I used to be a fan of you, but you talk bad about Barack Obama. You're trying to help that bastard Bush. You work for him, and you're going to get it, too. And then they called on air and told Tarpley, I want to come down there to the studio. And I was like, are you joking? And by the way, one of these people I know, you know, vaguely from events and things, kind of a mainline Republican, was now literally under some type of Machiavellian Beelzebub spell, saying he wants to arrest Tarpley. And then now, Jerome Corsi, I interviewed him at the DNC a month ago. He said he was going to Kenya soon. He'd come on after he got back. And he was going to check the birth certificate. He was going to, you know, go see the brother who lives in a shack, you know, that Barack Obama doesn't help. I mean, you know, I have a right to say these things about bin Laden. I don't need to be threatened. And see, this really, I mean, this is real. This is happening to me. This is happening to Dr. Corsi. I don't care what you think about him. They haven't challenged what he claimed in the book. They have only been challenging his credibility or saying he's bad or something he said on a message board 5 years ago. And the point is that they really are in, I mean, they arrested another individual who went to the National Press Club to speak out against him, official speaker, and then Biden's son had him arrested. I mean, this year, can you, look, when Bill Clinton was bringing in tyranny, I was against him but said he was a puppet of the New World Order, of the global crime syndicate, the Anglo-American establishment, a CIA operative, left cover. I went on air, I covered that, how he had, Cord Meyer as his handler over in London station. And people said, how dare you right-wing scum filth? And then George Bush came in and I said, he's destroying the Bill of Rights Constitution, setting up edicts and martial law and gutting the economy and secret arrest and torture. How dare you, you communist piece of filth? And now I'm saying, hey, what, you know, when McCain calls for using troops on the streets to, quote, fight crime, that's bad. That's fascism. That's tyranny. And I get called a commie. And then I say, man, what Barack Obama's doing, way over and above what McCain's doing, because he has the star appeal. He has the well-meaning drones who are just out of control. It's, we're going to get you, Alex Jones. So Tarpley is right. Webster Tarpley was absolutely right 10 months ago when he started doing this, and he's had two books out now on it. Because Obama, and that's why the establishment has said, he will bring people back into trusting government, back into going along with the system, back into the new youth brigades. It's true. Tarpley is right. So, Webster, I want you to break him down, then let's get into the economy.
Thank you very much, Alex. Let me just point to two immediate, or maybe three immediate breaking stories. The first is, as you've said, Jerome Corsi, who is, of course, I would call him a neocon. I don't agree with him on many issues, but he's written a very useful biography of Obama called Obama Nation, which tells a significant amount of things that you need to know about Obama. I would say it doesn't go far enough. It doesn't make the case of Obama as a poverty pimp, as a foundation operative, and therefore, in the general sense, a government agent, and a deployment of this Brzezinski, Rockefeller, Soros trilateral group. He doesn't have anything in there about that. He talks about him as a kind of a communist or socialist and or Muslim. And that is a certain level of truth. That's
because
better.
That's part of his left cover. That's like
sure.
Bin Laden
right.
as the Muslim extremist, really a CIA asset, Tim Osmond. It's the same thing. You see the foundation creature literally taken from high school and put in to build this cred, this street cred.
Right, with the cover story, as you quite properly say. So the question, of course, is we have the Philberg lawsuit in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And in that lawsuit, the Obama campaign has now made two legal steps. The first one was a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Philberg is asking, we want to see proof that Obama is constitutionally qualified to be the president of the United States. We want to see that he was born inside the U.S. or a territory or a possession. And secondly, that he is still a citizen, that he didn't give up his citizenship at some point. So the first response of the Obama campaign to that is, we want to dismiss it, we want to throw it out. The judge has not granted the motion to dismiss, and
you
now...
You would think if he really was a proper U.S. citizen or eligible to run for president, his mother living here 18 years before she had him, yeah, that would be the level he need to clear legally. You would think they'd want to answer this nagging
yes,
question.
Absolutely.
But they never answer these nagging questions.
That's exactly the point. Now, the second one is that they say, we want to delay discovery. In other words, the moment where production, where documents have to be produced, or even, interviews, depositions have to be taken, they say, we want to delay that. Now, this stinks to high heaven. This, to me, indicates that he is not a citizen, that he is not natural born and or not a citizen. I don't know which one it is. Because Philberg's website, as people know, ObamaCrimes.com, has had something approaching 20 million visitors now in about 5 or 6 weeks. So this is a serious public relations problem for Obama. If Obama wants to be president, he must produce the so-called vault copy of his birth certificate showing that he was born in Hawaii, if that's where he was born. And if there's also this question about when his mother... The pro-communist anthropologist Stanley Ann Dunham moved to Indonesia with her husband Lolo Sotero. He may well have lost his citizenship as part of being sort of adopted by Lolo Sotero. So,
I mean, that's what's so incredible. Look at how the foundations, you know, they didn't give us a black guy from the United States with a clear, you know, pedigree as a citizen and nobody care. It's got to have all this. That's meant to stir up the left and right once he gets in. I mean, the name, Barack Obama, you couldn't write a script like this.
Well, this many complicated things feed into that. But I think the basic legal question that really everybody should be able to agree on is the Constitution has to be respected. It's either Constitution or Civil War. I'll take the Constitution any day. And that means the president has got to fulfill those requirements. So let the Obama campaign put this entire issue to rest by coming forward with the detailed or vault, V-A-U-L-T, copy of the original birth certificate of Obama. They refused to do this. Now, related to that is, what was Corsi going to announce in Kenya? He obviously went to Kenya, it seems to me, with
the
idea...
And by the way, last time I checked, he's still in custody. He was supposedly there looking for birth records of Mr. Obama.
Yes, this is it. He's looking for the birth certificate of Obama in Kenya, because there's a growing body of evidence that Obama was actually born in Kenya.
And the police go out and grab him in the streets after he already got into the country.
It's outrageous. And it seems to me now, let's see what these people from the American Civil Liberties Union are made of. All the human rights groups, Human Rights Watch, Africa Watch, Amnesty International. Are they going to come forward and say, free Jerome Corsi? There's another guy with him whose name I don't have who's also been arrested. It seems to me that they were probably thrown in jail. There's a good possibility that they were thrown in jail.
No, I mean, they're being held. They've been held for at least 20 hours, it looks like.
And I would recommend the following. There's a Kenyan embassy here in Washington. Maybe I just give the phone number. Why don't you call them up and give them a piece of your mind? This is 202-387-6101. 202-387-6101. Call them and say, free Corsi and free his assistant. And this, of course, what regime is this? This is Obama's cousin is doing this. This is Odinga. This is Raila Odinga.
Let me just add this. This isn't about him being black. I made a film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, the last third of it, an hour. It's about Arnold Schwarzenegger's dad, the SS captain, running a whole area. His mother, after his dad dies, marries the number two in the SS in Austria. He runs around saying he loves Hitler, wants to be a dictator. So he shouldn't be able to be governor. He shouldn't be able to be president. You know, we're against foreigners, and that's why we have laws against that, because in Europe, we had Austria, of all places, that specialized, you're a historian, you know this, Webster, 200 years ago plus, in trying to send in their people into other areas of Europe to take it over. And so that's why countries have laws. You've got to have a clear pedigree in that country. It goes back with the CIA and FBI wouldn't trust somebody to be high level if you didn't have four or five generations here.
Yes, well, in this case, the Constitution is absolutely categorical that you've got to be born in a state, territory, or possession, and you've got to be a citizen. And I think that's the big question for Obama. The other side of it, of course, is suppose Obama gets into office with this horrible secret, there's another way they can blackmail him. In other words, the banking
establishment... Yeah, he's compromised. Webster, why are they so ready to threaten arrest, order arrest, or to bully? I mean, they are acting like George Bush before George Bush even got in office. You know, they're doing Hitlerian police state things before they even have the power.
Well, this is what I tried to call attention to, these two books, right? Obama, the Postmodern Coup, The Making of a Manchurian Candidate, which you have, I believe, in your bookshop, and Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, which you may have or which is otherwise at Amazon for people who want to get it there. The question of the fascist mass movement, I think, is central. Under Bush-Cheney, you could expect probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you is a couple of FBI agents come and harass you. And this, of course, is unpleasant. But it's in no relation to a fascist mob that comes to burn you out, beat you up, kill you, rape your wife, and so forth. This is the difference between an authoritarian police state and a fascist mass movement.
Well, there's no doubt he's got the posse. Obama has a posse. They're ready to come after anybody that speaks out against him, and that's un-American. Webster Tarpley, stay with us.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
All right, Webster, let's finish up with Obama, because the New World Order are really racist. I found that at the top. I mean, look at, they're exterminating blacks all over Africa, people worldwide, period, but they particularly hate Africans. Imagine, they may forever destroy the name of black politicians in Western politics, and they've hired so many other monsters in Africa. I mean, could it be that that's the president we'll have with the FEMA camps and the roundups and with vitriolic, you know, that will get the inner city folks behind it? Like you said, the left cover. I'm really starting to get horrified that it looks like you're right, Webster.
The difference is, when you have a top-down dictatorship, which is simply a police state that becomes more and more oppressive, and this police state would still have a long ways to go until it got as oppressive as a police state dictatorship could be, you reach a point where the police are no longer enough and the army is not reliable, because if you've seen so many revolutions, you know, Bolshevik Revolution, a couple of divisions arrive, they're supposed to quell the rebellion in the city, and they go over and support the insurrection or the revolution or whatever it is. Therefore, there's got to be a third element added, and this is what came out of Italy in 1919, which is a fascist mass movement, which is initially composed of left-wing socialists, revolutionary socialists.
And we've now seen the CIA in Eastern Europe doing the very same color revolutions,
right,
that give them grassroots cover.
They've reduced this to a cookbook, but revolutionary socialists like Mussolini, the creative class, you've got to remember that the most prominent writer in Italy, D'Annunzio, the most prominent painter, Marinetti, the most prominent sculptor, the most prominent architect, all were fascists. So the idea that intellectuals like Obama and so forth, or university students, remember that university
Well, they even got, Mussolini got the famous U.S. playwright who had won all the big prizes. What was his name? He wrote the first book on the Federal Reserve. Oh, what was his name?
Oh, Ezra Pound. Yes, that's a little bit later. Ezra Pound, the sort of fascist poet, I guess, became he did radio broadcasts for Mussolini. But in the original movement, a lot of people were very excited about this. In particular, university students, university professors, campuses, generally speaking, were hotbeds of fascism and Nazism. So the idea that students like Obama, this is an automatically a good thing. This is not
And by the way, those that don't think there weren't black fascists and even Nazis don't know the history. The Nazis had giant African cores of black Nazis, Asian Nazis.
It had a worldwide appeal, but I think the race issue is really not the main thing. The race issue is a tool, but the...
But the public is thinking of a black guy, and they're saying it's impossible that he could be a fascist because fascism has falsely a racial connotation because of the Nazi strain.
You've also got to look at fascism. Fascism in the defeated countries of World War I, like Germany, Italy, was one thing. But there's also, as I go through in this book, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, there are also two cases that we would like to point to. One is fascism in Britain. There was a group called the British Union of Fascists with Sir Oswald Mosley, and this was a kind of a pro-Hitler, pro-Mussolini group inside Britain, and they were not warlike in any particular way. As a matter of fact, their idea was to keep Britain out of the war while Hitler went after Stalin. They would make sure that Britain did not get involved in the war. So this is maybe a little bit similar to what's going on now. The Brzezinski plan...
And his son is the head of Formula One and just got caught in the big Nazi orgy.
Really? And then you have... The other one is that there's a French example, the so-called French Popular Party, Parti Populaire Français, with a leader who was a former communist. And they're also pretty much on this line, let's not get involved in foreign wars. And then you have to ask, what are the main constituents of fascism? Well, these things like the founding of a new man... The overcoming of class struggle, very important. No partisanship, no class struggle, but only national unity. It's exactly what Obama preaches the whole time. Anyway, in my book, I go through about a dozen characteristics of this. One of the interesting characteristics is a hatred of women. If you had to say what is a key characteristic that fascist movements from Salazar in Portugal to Franco and in Spain and Pétain in France all the way out to Codrianu in Romania, what's the one thing they all share? They hate women. And you see this now you've seen it with Hillary Clinton, you've seen it with Palin. There's an extra added animus that comes in. So the idea now is that something new has been added to the mix. The most dangerous candidate is the one who has a fascist movement or a reasonable facsimile thereof. What I mean by that is the Mussolini's March on Rome had a big element of political theater in it. And indeed, the army commander at that time said to the king, look, if I open fire for 5 minutes, I can sweep these people away. That's true. But they needed the appearance of a mass movement so that you can impose austerity and then go to war.
And now we have them with the eugenics carbon taxes being set up in Europe and the U.S., all set up with the fake right wing. People rebuke it, bring in the left.
Yes, that's it.
Stay there. Stay there. We got to break. Webster Tarpley. Riveting, powerful, compelling. We'll talk to you after a quick break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th
anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another pawn in your play? You're a pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another pawn in your play? You're a pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
They love to throw the power to the right and throw it to the left in the control paradigm. Right now you got Obama about 9 points ahead in most polls. It's a dead heat with Obama maybe one more electoral college point than McCain right now. And I've been watching the media carefully. There's clearly a bias against John McCain. And folks, John McCain's pure evil. I'm not supporting John McCain here. I'm just reporting the facts. And every day, more evidence is piled on. Dr. Corsi arrested, kidnapped, being held by the government, who he got in, and they found him on the streets out trying to, and I talked to him. He said he was going off the record to Kenya to try to get the birth certificate. He said, I'll be going there to prove that, but don't talk about that yet. He said, I'll talk to you after I get back from Kenya in a month and a half, right before the election. I saw him in Denver. You saw the interview we did, but he's told us that off air. And so I can confirm he was there snooping around for that. And then they went out into the city and grabbed him. The federal police of Kenya, which is not, not normally been a police state, but has a new leader related to Obama, that Obama supported his campaign, who is arresting dissidents, and that's a separate area. He is definitely internationally aligned with thugs. And folks, we don't discriminate here. That's why we can say a black guy can be just as evil as a white guy, and Barack Obama's got very evil people behind him. Continue, Webster Tarpley.
Concerning this, Odinga, in my view, is a CIA agent. In other words, he's a U.S. puppet. But in order to consolidate power, you have the Luo ethnic group, or the Luo tribe, to which Obama and Odinga both belong. They have stipulated this alliance with a group of Islamic fundamentalists, I think also clients of the CIA.
Again, there's that Muslim situation. It just keeps popping up. he goes to Muslim schools, and I'm not even attacking Muslims here. The point is that where there's smoke, there's fire.
It is obviously a U.S. strategy for the destabilization of the area. The largest ethnic group in Kenya is the Kikuyu ethnic group, and they've dominated the government for most of the time. But now we've just had a kind of color revolution, or CIA people power coup, led by this guy Odinga, with Obama going over there and campaigning for him, to the point where the previous government said, Obama, you're acting as a stooge for the State Department and interfering in our internal affairs, so why don't you get out of here? So it's not white against black. In this case, it's two black Africans.
Well, that's just like the UN engineering the slaughter for oil fields in Rwanda with the Hutus against the Tutsis. Same story.
Right, and in this case, look, Odinga has two children. He has a son named Raul, named after Raul Castro. All right, fine. But then he's got a daughter named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela. And you remember that Winnie Mandela was famous for murdering people. She murdered Steve, or she was part of a group that murdered a very famous activist named Steve Biko, who she regarded as a competitor.
And they put gasoline in a tire. They put gasoline in a tire, hanging around their head, and then it melts over them.
Yeah, this is the no. So Odinga supports necklacing. So Mr. Necklacing, Burn Baby Burn of Kenya, is now Obama's great friend and ally. And I would urge people, this is a point really to mobilize. Now, Corsi is being held over there. Whatever you think of Corsi, you know, you don't have to embrace all of his politics.
We should support investigative journalists, whether we love them or hate them. Give us, you know, I think we should be calling the U.S. State Department and the media instead of the Kenyan little CIA field office. But, I mean, let's give out the Kenyan number.
Great idea. The Kenyan embassy is 202-387-6101, 202-387-6101. You're very right, Alex. It should be that the U.S. State Department is now supposed to step forward and say, U.S. citizens have been seized illegally in this country of Kenya, and we demand that they be freed.
And let's stop right there, or we should have tourist protest. That's one of the safer countries in Africa, and their main product.
Not anymore. Not since this revolution
started.
Well,
I was about to say, but let's stop right there. Give that number up. People hold up a minute. I want to call them live on air. As long as we tell them they're live on air, that's fine. John, write this down. Write down the number. We're going to call them. Folks, hold off from calling so we can get through. John, get the Kenyan number right now from Webster.
I believe this is what I've written down off an email I got. 202-387-6101. I think that's accurate.
Say it again.
202-387-6101.
Okay, John, I want you to dial that live on air where people can hear it. We haven't done this in a while, but you can punch us up on air with the dialing, right? All right, let's as soon as you get it ringing.
Great idea.
Yeah, keep going, Webster.
Anyway, look at this guy. He's got one son named after Raul Castro, and that's fine. That's, you know, if that's your cup of tea. But Winnie Mandela, this is a slightly more problematic
This
choice.
Is a vicious terrorist.
Yeah, and a killer. I mean, she was so horrendous.
Mandela even had to divorce her over this.
Had to dump her because of this stuff. The other thing I would add is Obama, it's not widely known, but in terms of getting that monstrous bailout package passed last Friday,
he bullied Congress.
He was doing conference calls, in particular with the Congressional Black Caucus, which had voted overwhelmingly against it. Even though Obama said he was for it, they voted against it. He was on the phone arm-twisting and cajoling and doing God knows what else.
The New York Times reported he was instrumental in getting the final votes.
And if you look at the evolution of this crisis, Obama was always 1,000% in favor of the bailout. McCain went through this moment of vacillation when he saw that there were 125 or 150.
And you're saying that may lose him the election. He could have done something popular.
Yeah, McCain obviously made the stupidest mistake of his life. He could have voted. McCain could have said, I can't stand this bill because of all the earmarks and pork barrel stuff that's in it, because there's wooden arrows and all sorts of other silly things that have been put into it. He could have had a cover story.
There's IRS secret police in it. There's carbon taxes in it.
Right. So all sorts of good reasons for McCain to say no to it. But obviously, as you say, McCain is a very shaky proposition. I'm not arguing for McCain. What I'm arguing for is divided government. I do not want
exactly. Separation
state.
Of powers, and you get that with a McCain. John, how's it going with the call into the Kenyan embassy? Oh, is it ringing? Well, I mean, let me hear it. Let's hear the ringing on air, and then I'll talk to him. I'll tell him it's Genesis, we're live. Pipe it in, John. All right, here we go, calling the Kenyan embassy in D.C. Here on air. I bet their phones are busy.
Maybe they've all taken the day off.
Probably over at Langley getting their instructions.
Alex, maybe somebody there can also look them up. You know, go to their webpage. I'm sure they have one.
Yeah, John, you want to find an alternate number? I'll tell you what, get the...
Well, the State Department.
Yeah, what would be the section... what's the name of the section for U.S. citizens abroad in political trouble? What's the name of that desk at the State
Department? I would try the Africa desk of the State Department.
Yeah, the Africa desk, the Africa desk, but specifically...
Africa desk, that'll be good enough. Or, you know,
yeah, John,
Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs.
John, call information, get the Africa desk for the U.S. State Department. Let's call them. Thank you. Africa desk.
It's absolutely outrageous, and I would really urge everybody, mobilize on this, because this is... If you can nail Obama on a couple of things like this, because it also leads right into the Phil Berg case, if he's a citizen, why won't he produce a birth certificate. We want to have the rule of law, right? Constitution is better than chaos and civil war. So let's respect the Constitution. And that means we want to see Obama's birth certificate. I would also point out, every state can do this. In other words, you can be in any state where Obama's on the ballot. You should go to Phil Berg's website, the ObamaCrimes.com, get a copy of his submission. You can make the requisite changes in that. Give it to the Secretary of State of your state, or if you're a lawyer, get yourself
and
going
for
bono.
And then contact the media that you've entered it in to get local press.
Right, because there are 50 or more, 51 with the D.C., in District of Columbia. There are at least 51 places where Obama can and should be sued to produce his birth certificate or be thrown off the
ballot.
That'll
be with the Secretary of State's office in each state.
Yeah, depending on most states, it's the Secretary of State, the guy who puts you on the ballot. And if you're a lawyer or if you can get a lawyer, take the Phil Berg case as your starting point. Make some requisite changes in that.
And you're right. They love the fact that Bush wasn't elected, so they can always undermine him that way and then put all the blame. I mean, he's horrible, but he's just a puppet. And then set the precedent for constitutional crises and get half the population or the 20% of the... the population, roughly 25%, that actually voted for him, to then support tyranny. Well, now, if Obama's cheating the Constitution, we can now get 25, 30% of the population to support that tyranny. This is also a seduction of the public to go, and that's how dictators and corrupt systems like to entice the public. I mean, Webster, you're a historian, so you understand the way tyrants seduce the public in a process.
Yes, yeah, so in the 20th century, this typically was this question of the fascist mass movement. Remember, though, with the Color Revolution cookbook, one of the things that most prominently you see now, one of the key ingredients of a people power coup by the CIA and the intelligence agencies, Orange Revolution in Ukraine, Rose's Revolution in Georgia that produced this tin pot Mussolini Saakashvili, is fake polling. And we are now in the land of fake polling. All the polls are doctored. You mentioned a couple of them. There's a big divergence. Right now we have a Reuters-Zoghbi poll that says Obama is ahead by 3. We have a hotline tracking poll that Obama is ahead by 2. We have a CBS poll that Obama is ahead by 2.4. And then we have tracking polls from Gallup and Rasmussen that say something completely different, that Obama is ahead by 7, 8, or 9. I think we just have to say all of these polls are inherently unreliable and may indeed be responding to the logic of the intelligence community. And the intelligence community, it should be obvious, supports Obama 1,000%. And the reason they want to do that is the question of the facelift for imperialism. Who can go into Europe and say, follow me in my assault on Russia? Obama can do this. McCain has no chance whatever. Who can go into Africa and say, kick out the Chinese and join with us here in the United States? McCain can't do that.
That's
Obama
what the Republicans have beat their war drum. They've been discredited on lies on WMDs and yellow cake and Afghan heroin, opium. So now they need a fresh left cover, as you say.
Yes, and the Hegelian element, most of the time people talk about Hegelian dialectic. I don't think it's really the heart of the matter, but in this case it may well be. Obama is controlled by Zbigniew Brzezinski. And then
McCain's controlled foreign policy by his son.
Right, but in terms of Hegel, let's follow the Hegel track back. Zbigniew Brzezinski was a student and indeed a co-worker of a guy called Carl Friedrich, who comes out of Germany. And actually is an element, his professors were elements of a neo-Hegelian school. One of them in particular, Alfred Weber. If you've heard of Max Weber, his brother, Alfred Weber, was a historian, a philosopher of history with this strong Hegelian input. So you can see what Brzezinski's an expert in. Brzezinski basically belongs to a system where for decades and decades and decades you have right-wing reactionary rule, but then every now and then you need this abortive interlude of left-wing rule.
Like to leap forward.
The Carter administration. In other words, you've got to reverse your field from every now and then. In other words, you can't be Johnny One Note and always repeating the same stuff. You can't go into the world today and say, war on terror, bin Laden, Al-Qaeda. This is absolutely discredited. It's a joke. It's a laughing stock. Everybody in Europe hates you. The Africans will turn against you. You're isolated and you're bankrupt. So the genius of Brzezinski is to say...
But bring them a smiling liberal face.
A left liberal face. Let's give them human rights, humanitarian concerns, and above all, dignity. And dignity means that you get a mini state or a micro state that corresponds exactly to you. I mean, it would also imply the breakup of the United States before too long, because the idea is that whatever your ethnic, religious, and other peculiarities may be, you should have an identity politics mini-state or micro-state that corresponds exactly to those. For example, the Luos. With the Luos, you can destabilize Kenya, Tanzania, the Congo, along with Uganda, and parts of other surrounding countries. You get up to about five countries. If you're going to have a Luo state under Odinga, that essentially carves you five of the African countries, and then you can begin kicking the Chinese out of all of those places and pursue your imperialist agenda. So it does go back to the Hegelianism of Alfred Weber and then this Carl Friedrich. Carl Friedrich and Brzezinski combined to write books about totalitarianism. This is one of the big things.
And then Brzezinski's also a student of the geopolitical school of playing regions off, which is a more modern expression of the British divide and conquer.
Exactly. And the idea there is maybe you don't get involved. And Brzezinski would say, we want to use others. In other words, we want to use
surrogates. Use proxies.
Yeah, proxies. Let's use them as kamikaze puppets. Above all, let's use Iran. Why attack Iran to destroy Iran? Why not get Iran to attack Russia and destroy both? And if you don't believe it, look at what they did with Georgia. If there was ever a hopeless military...
By the way, I wanted you to comment on that. Now NATO and the U.S. has blamed their puppet there, Shalishvili, in Georgia, who they put in. They're saying, okay, he did lie to us. He did lie. He did, he did sneak attack, but they're trying to wash their hands when clearly they were giving the orders and had the drills there 2 weeks before, and the Israelis bragged they had 1,000 advisors.
I think that it may be a little bit more complicated. I suspect that people in the Bush State Department might have told them, don't do it. You're going to get overwhelmed. But I think Brzezinski and Soros, through their own direct channels, back channels, if you like, were telling him, go ahead and do it. Let's get the crisis going.
And they're setting him up. They don't care if he loses, knowing he would, because they want to set the stage of the big bad Russia and try to get Europe to line up against Russia and let new weapon systems be rolled in.
Exactly. And he's the Shah of Iran, if you like. He was their puppet. They put him in, but he's also expendable. And he's expendable as the leading edge of getting larger puppets, Ukraine, Poland, and then the three Baltics, right? Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia.
But now Ukraine's pulling out. Poland doesn't want to go along. I mean, they know that Russia just wants to do business. They want to have a good economy. So can you comment on that? We now see Eastern Europe and some of these puppet states breaking away from the West, and in Parliament, we see things breaking down.
Yeah, I think that it proves that Brzezinski's methods, ultimately, desperate as they are, generally don't work.
Because we have blowback with the overall NATO-U.S. system being discredited.
Yes, and Ukraine is a very specific case, right? You have Yushchenko, who's here in the United States now, or was until yesterday. Yushchenko is a straight U.S.-British International Monetary Fund NATO agent. And he's the pro-Western side in Kiev. But, interestingly enough, we have Yulia Tymoshenko, the former gas princess, right? The blonde lady with the braids. You
Princess
may have seen
Leia.
Her. Pardon me?
Looks like Princess Leia.
Yeah, the snow maiden. Snigurochka, I think they call her. So she is now the neutral or indeed pro-Russian side of Ukraine. So that government is falling, and therefore the puppet regime that Soros and Brzezinski had put up in Ukraine is now in great trouble. So the point is that Putin is the new Cardinal Richelieu. He's infinitely better in terms of geopolitics than any of these amateurs around Brzezinski.
Webster, stay there. Let's look into the future on the economic front.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family?
answers. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Okay, we're dialing the African desk at the State Department in Washington, D.C. John just talked to him, and they said, oh, no, Mr. Corsi is not being held anywhere. He's very happy having a nice vacation. Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Hello? Hello, this is Alex Jones. Who's there? They hung up. Call back right now on air. I just want to talk to him. Okay, we just called him during the break. They said he's happy, he's not in jail, nothing happened. AP is reporting that he is on house arrest. The Times of London is reporting it. I have the AP here. Carlos Maltutha, senior immigration official in charge of investigators, said Dr. Corsi did not have a work permit. We will still haven't decided what to do with him, he told the Associated Press. So we're calling the embassy, well, the State Department, to ask what the U.S. Embassy is doing about this. Over in Kenya. John, you got the phone ringing yet? I don't mind hearing the recording. Here we go. GCN Radio Network. Probably have our number in their caller ID. Now the State Department's not answering. John, you said they were answering right away before, right? Just ridiculous. As soon as they heard me talking, I could tell what it was and hung up, or I could declare myself to them. Yeah, call back again. This is very interesting, isn't it, Webster Tarpley, to call them up and they say, we don't know what you're talking about. We know Dr. Corsi, he's quite happy right now.
Remember that power in Washington is no longer in the hands of Bush Cheney, whatever that was. It's now Condoleezza Rice, Bob Gates, a Brzezinski man. Obama has signaled that Bob Gates will stay on at the Pentagon as a Brzezinski insider.
And by the way, he was at the Bilderberg Group meeting earlier this year in Chantilly. Gates was.
Yeah, he was. He was Brzezinski's office boy.
It's ringing. It's ringing. It's ringing. Hold on. Yeah, Brzezinski's office boy. Here we go. CIA director. This is ridiculous. Hello? John? Are you on air right now with me? Get on air with me.
I'm on air.
John, I want you to use a backline. They've obviously got caller ID.
Okay, I'm going to call off my studio extension.
Yeah, call on a backline. We're going to keep trying this, Webster. We'll hold you over to finish up. What were you saying just now about the minion Gates?
Well, that we have the Principals Committee. It's the Committee of Public Safety. So it's Gates, the Brzezinski veteran. We've got Rice, the pupil of Corbell Albright. And you've got, of course, Paulson, who's running the government, clearly enough, from Goldman Sachs, and Admiral Mullen. That's what runs Washington, not Bush Cheney. They're
well, you're right, and now they've taken a Goldman Sachs vice president under the former Goldman Sachs head who's running it all to hand out the $700-plus billion.
And I mean, remember that Goldman Sachs is the single greatest contributor to Obama, and Goldman Sachs is beating, Obama's beating McCain, I think, 5 or 6 to 1 in the Goldman Sachs bundling category. So it's bundled.
That's right. They've given close to $500,000 to him.
Something like that. So you're going to get a Goldman Sachs dictatorship. Remember that Pelosi is run by Soros. You don't want to have a one-party state. You want divided government and gridlock.
When you have a tyranny, certainly. And not having gridlock and separation of powers always gives you tyranny. Webster, a one-minute break. Come back with 5 minutes. Let you wrap up. Later in the show, I'm going to try to call again. We'll see what happens. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Alex.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with means to martial law can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chris Emery, great Oklahoma City investigator, talks to your host in his own right, got the same info we got. You call the U.S. Embassy and they say Corsi was not currently in custody, and further, they refused to give their name as a spokesman. They said that Corsi was well and enjoying his vacation in Kenya. So, because they're not answering the phone, clearly with caller ID, with us calling, we're going to give out the number to the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C., ask for the African desk, ask for others, and you tell them that we don't appreciate that puppet government arresting investigative journalists or detaining them. John Harmon, let's bring John up. John, give him the number.
The number is 202-572-5160.
One more time.
202-572-5160.
All right, Richard C. Cook's coming up for his perspective on the economy and what's happening. And going back to Webster Tarpley, Webster, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Spend 4 minutes, the time we have left, on where you see the economy going. They got their banker empowerment bill, which was not a bailout of Wall Street. We're going to have socialism. Might as well be to the people, direct. We should have direct cash payments to the people. Instead, they're going to seize whatever they want, do whatever they want. Immunity, a Goldman Sachs dictatorship, good way of putting it. That's what it is. We're not exaggerating there. Where you see this going now is the market is in free fall. It's down over 1,000 points in the last week.
Well, the first thing about the bailout, of course, is that it's futile. And there are two things that have to be done. This is a derivatives crisis. It's now beginning to filter through. What is in crisis is not mortgages to poor people. This is ridiculous. It is derivatives, 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives. That includes mortgage-backed securities, collateralized debt obligations, credit default swaps, structured investment vehicles, structured notes of all sorts, over-the-counter derivatives. The only thing to be done with those derivatives is to wipe them out, to expunge them.
To freeze them.
To destroy them. You can freeze them if you want to. That's fine. Freeze them for the duration of the crisis, say a 10-year freeze on all derivatives and, indeed, all financial
debt. You have to do that or it will continue to infect what's left of the real economy.
Because it's a black hole. It's a $1.5 quadrillion black hole which is going to eat this the piddling sum. It's enough to bankrupt the United States, but not enough to save the derivatives. So you've got to destroy these derivatives. Delete them, shred them, bonfire the derivatives, call it whatever you want. They've got to be destroyed. They've got to be put out of action.
Because it's a Ponzi fraud that attached itself to the real economy criminally.
Now, the other thing is I've written a paper about the Main Street Lending Facility. By my calculation, the Federal Reserve now has $1.5 trillion of special cheap federal credit to parasites, to banks, investment banks, insurance companies, mutual funds, money markets, brokerage houses, and all sorts of other people. The line that they used to try to defend was the Federal Reserve will only help its own member banks is gone. So why not agitate now for a partial nationalization of the Fed? Let's do it step by step and get things going. Let's open up a window. Force the Fed to open a window. $1 trillion of cheap credit between 0.5% and 1% for producers, that is to say, for the Detroit automakers.
And that would rebuild the real economy.
Yes, you'd be creating actual jobs. In other words, why is it that parasites get all the cheap credit from
the Fed? Why is it the criminals that engineered it get it all?
And producers don't get any. In other words, the rest of us. And I'm talking dry cleaners, restaurants, auto repair shops, small and medium industry, all the way up to Detroit. Detroit is on the verge of collapse.
Yeah, light bulb factories, clothing production.
Farmers need cheap credit. We've got to have cheap credit for all kinds of farmers, all kinds of agricultural
interests.
Hell,
cheap credit, I mean, I'm not for all this socialism, but if they're going to just hand trillions to private bankers that goes offshore, why not just give it to farmers?
And again, it's not socialism at all. This is the American system of Alexander Hamilton, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin D. Roosevelt. This is the essence of the American system of political economy, and it's only because of the Milton Friedman agitation and the von Hayek agitation of the past 30 or 40 years that this is even a question. It's not socialism. This is
Webster,
how capitalism
works. We're out of time.
Works.
Folks can get your book at Infowars.com. I really appreciate you
joining us. Please keep going on Corsi because he needs help.
Yeah, fire out your own personal website.
The best way to get my stuff is Amazon.com, but if you want to see my Bush book, for example, it's up for free at Topley.net.
All right, thanks, Webster. Let me see.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Historian, economist, researcher, analyst, NASA, the White House, writer for the Washington Post, and many other big publications on what's happening with the economy. He's been on with us every few weeks for the last few months with his great perspective on what's happening, where he sees things going in the future, how we can wrest control from the Goldman Sachs private banking dictatorship being set up. But before we go to our guest, and in a few minutes, I also want to give you some of the numbers. Well, right now, the Dow drops below 9,700. It's down 327 points today. It was down about 400 points yesterday. Last week, as you know, it dropped about 600 points. So that's over a 1,000-point drop in a week. And that's after the bankers were given dictatorial power. So they are definitely consolidating, and we'll get his unique analysis on that coming up in a moment. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about New Vitality, a wonderful sponsor. They have hundreds of great vitamins and minerals and different nutrients. Products that don't have magical claims, that don't have miracle claims. They're just high-quality things that are known to be really good for you, like concentrated aloe vera with 29 other ingredients in their Aloe Ease body cleanse that flushes out the guts and detoxifies. So important. Toll-free number to call them, 1-800-569-4056. But link through to the banner on Infowars.com, to NewVitality.com. If you forget the name of the website, you can find a banner on Infowars.com and check out their hundreds of great products. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. They also have the Super Beta Prostate. Men over 45 should really all be taking this. This is even what mainline doctors are prescribing. And it's concentrated salt palmetto and other herbs and things that are known to really help the health of the prostate. Super Beta Prostate, 1-800-569-4056. Again, or you can also go to newvitality.com, 1-800-569-4056. Great folks. And another wonderful sponsor is Ocolo Blue. Ocolo Blue is a sponsor that we were really proud to have, and we have it right here in our office. It gets 7.5 gallons a day in average humidity. In the lowest humidity in the desert, it's about 3 gallons or a little bit more than 3 gallons, half of 7.5 a day. It's an atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year. If you buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way Mother Nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. And how does the filtration process work? The water is grabbed out of the air that's naturally there. Then it passes through a activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system. And that's reverse osmosis gets out 99% of stuff by itself. Then a taste and odor removal filter and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. Comes in red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. You can plug a solar panel into it or right into the wall. Ecoloblue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com, Ecoloblue.com, or 866-585-4044. And you can see banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over to Ecoloblue if you forget the website. You can also call and get a free brochure. Order one today, 866-585-4044, Ecoloblue. All right. And it is the sponsors that make this show possible. Plus, I only seek out sponsors I believe in and I think are cool and affordable. Okay, Richard C. Cook needs no introduction, but I will introduce him with the fact that the stock market is down, as he predicted years ago, to 9,628 and plunging as we speak, down right at 300 points today alone. And that's even with them cooking the Dow Jones Industrial 30. They've been pulling out bad stocks in the last few months that are failing and plugging in winners. The Nasdaq's even down further on its overall numbers, and so is S&P. Now the Fed's talking about a big rate cut that'll further implode the dollar. Gold is exploding in prices today. Richard C. Cook, break down what we're facing, sir.
Well, I think what we need to understand is that this is not really a financial crisis. That's what everybody portrays it as, but that is not really the case. What we have is a production crisis because it's the world economy, the producing economy, that is actually collapsing, and the financial indicators, because they no longer have all of these bubbles in this debt pyramid to kind of prop themselves up with, the whole thing is collapsing back toward what the producing economy and its very depressed level can sustain.
So we got the financial wizards took over one-third of the real economy and then debased the industrial capacity, and so now they created hundreds of times all the real assets, and so the black hole is imploding.
That is correct. And the stock market, it's not really a mystery. And as you say, some of us saw this coming a long time ago. I started writing about this well over a year ago, and I was estimating at that time that the stock market could come down in half, and you know, from its high of 14,000, because what it's doing is it's really going to its natural level. The stock market has been artificially inflated by all the financial bubbles. Now that those financial bubbles have burst, it's going back to its natural level, which is the level that the producing and consumer economy can sustain without excessive debt. That's what is going on. And the real indicator here that nobody pays any attention to, because they don't want us to pay attention to it, is consumer purchasing power. It's what consumers are comfortably able to buy with what they earn. Now, consumers over, you know, really going back 20, 25 years, have been buying way more than what they can afford because of the easy credit that's been available. This is why the economy is $70 trillion in debt, because consumers have only been able to keep up their standard of living by more and more borrowing. Now that they can't borrow anymore because people won't lend to them because it's so obvious they can't repay their loans, consumer purchasing power in the United States is collapsing. That is what is collapsing. And we're seeing the effect on the stock market. Now, where is all of the money going that's leaving the stock market? That's a very interesting question, which, again, they have not answered. Where that money is going is into Treasury debt, because Treasury, starting this week, is floating tens of billions of dollars in additional bond issues in order to pay for all of these bailouts. And, of course, Treasury bonds are earning such a low level of interest that it's really negative savings. You lose money when you buy Treasury bonds these days, but you have to because you lose even more in the stock market. So we're seeing a shift into the Treasury bond market that is going to be used to generate more borrowed cash by the government this time, in order to pay off all of these bailouts to the rich financiers who have just carried out the biggest heist in history.
Continue.
Well, what we're seeing in all of the markets is not the collapse of the capital markets, because the capital that's available for all of these investments is only a very tiny proportion of what has actually gone into the bubbles. The real source of the bubble financing has been bank leveraging from the banks' fractional reserve privileges. And I've said on this show before that, for example, in the futures markets that ran the futures costs of commodities up so high, 97% of the money that has been used to speculate in the futures markets comes as a bank loan. It's purchases on margin. And it's this kind of leveraging that we first heard about big time back in the 80s, you know, with the merger acquisition bubble, has continued to fuel these bubbles ever since then, and now it's those bubbles and that bank leveraging that's being withdrawn. Now, where you may ask, did the money come from for the banks to do all of that leverage financing? Well, it came from several sources. One was the regulatory agencies, including the Federal Reserve and including the Securities and Exchange Commission, gradually lowered the reserve requirements and allowed more and more lending to be done on margin. And then in the stock markets and the other markets, they gradually allowed more and more leveraging of purchases in those markets. Like there was an article recently in the New York Times that documented a meeting of the Securities and Exchange Commission in 2003 where the bankers, the investment banks, came into the SEC, and this was just after Cox became the chairman. You know, Chris Cox, the guy we saw before the banking committee a couple weeks ago, the guy McCain said should be fired. Cox allowed the SEC to deregulate and to permit investors to put more and more of their investments in bank leverage borrowing. And they got so overextended that this is one of the things that's driven the whole bubble that is now bursting. And it's part of the deregulation regime that began, of course, under Reagan and has accelerated and now has completely played itself out under Bush. So what we are really seeing now is the result, the logical conclusion of everything that was done since the 1980s and the Reagan Revolution to deregulate the markets and to allow vast amounts of bank lending to enter into these markets to fuel these bubbles. It's all coming to an end right now. And what the financiers, led by Paulson, of course, and Goldman Sachs, is to move money into Treasury bonds so the Treasury can then use that money to buy the toxic debt, which the financial institutions and the investors, the brokers, will use to pay themselves off one last time. So we're seeing the end of the bailouts and the end of the payoffs to the financiers who engineered the disaster.
That's right. They're taking their profit by design. I want to talk about this controlled implosion. Congressman being told last week physical martial law would be declared. I mean, and that hasn't gotten hardly any mainstream attention. Even in, you know, alternative talk radio, it's not being covered. We are all seeing it come to a head from Richard C. Cook looking forward what he thinks is going to happen in the short, mid, and long-term future. Stay with us.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1. And it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out. Didn't take no chances. Was a prisoner of doubt. I knocked down the waiting wall. Made no scene. Got the feet of fortune.
Analyst, historian, NASA analyst, writer for major publications like the Washington Post, Richard C. Cook. Richard, give out your website and tell us a little bit more about some of the articles and work you've been doing, and then let's get into where they're going in the future. I mean, they've geared up for a police state. They've prepared for this. They changed the bankruptcy laws to go after the public, and then they passed laws where they could take the pensions for themselves with companies. I mean, I see massive preparation in all of this. Then last week's unprecedented economic terrorism, with every major leader saying, sign over dictatorship powers, financial dictatorial powers to the Treasury. They said, give us immunity or there'll be a depression. Then they get their power and they dump the markets. Break that down for us.
You're right. That's exactly what has happened. Now, my website, www.richardccook.com. I also have a lot of articles now. Most of my articles are in Global Research. That's www.globalresearch.ca. And I have an email for comments. I also have a report on the 08 election. That's economicsanity@gmail.com. Economicsanity@gmail.com. And people can write in and get on the mailing list. But that's exactly what happened, what you describe, Alex. And it's interesting that the dictatorial powers were assumed not on the part of the producing economy, as has happened at other times in American history, particularly in wartime.
But by the parasites.
Or rather by the banks, by the financial economy, by the what I call the Wall Street fat cats, of which Paulson, of course, is the most prominent. I mean, Paulson already had been paid before he came to be the Secretary of the Treasury hundreds of millions of dollars in earnings and bonuses for Goldman Sachs, and he's brought more people in from Goldman Sachs now to manage this crisis. And what they really have to manage is the largest payout of public funds for private sector failures in the history of the world.
But they knew it was a failure. They created the debt bubble by design and were making money selling these derivatives to people all along.
That is absolutely correct. And they closed all of the doors for the public to get out.
So many signs of premeditation. When you read the IMF and World Bank plans, where the International Bank of Settlements and others have engineered this in third world countries, it's a replay of what was done in Argentina in 2000, 2001.
Yes, that's correct. It was known that this could happen, and it was done through Congress, which is one of the most shameful episodes in our history, particularly, you know, after that first vote in the House when enough congressmen stood up and said no, that they had to take a step back.
And 1,000-to-1 phone calls against it.
Right, and so instead of trying to put it back through the House, they did an end run around the House. They took it to the Senate, where all the senators had already been bought off. And, of course, we all know, you know, we've all seen the reports on campaign contributions and who pays the bills for Barney Frank and Chris Dodd and all the rest, you know, who where their campaign money comes from. And the same goes with Obama and Hillary Clinton and McCain. They all work for Wall Street. That's where their financial support is. And so they came in the 11th hour and threatened everyone with a collapsing economy, wrote a bill where the money from the public is going to be used for years into the future to pay them off so they can take that money and go spend it on fixed assets. And we're going to see a lot of big houses being bought, a lot of land being bought.
So instead of them getting in trouble for engineering this, they get to be financial kingpins and suck the money out of us.
They get a payoff. It's what I call, and I wrote this in an article recently, Alex, it's what I call hush money. Now, the reason I call it hush money is that this whole thing was not just engineered by the banks. I have written how back in the, we all know now, it came out of, started coming during the Clinton administration, all the subprime mortgages. But the real fraud that began to enter in the system began to come in after 2001 during the Bush administration. And what I have said in my articles is that when the economy collapsed, when the dot-com bubble burst in 2001.
They created this new derivative bubble. Stay there. We're going to come back. Richard C. Cook, final segment with our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli
Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAY Smile.com. Or call us toll free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
C. Cook is our guest. Historian, analyst, economist, author, journalist. RichardCCook.com. Richard, let's just get down to basics here in a little bit of time we have left with you today. The public, I don't think, has any inkling of where we're going. I still think that some of them think it's hype, even when CNN announces, hey, Army brigades, if you read carefully, it's multiple brigades, they're going to deal with rioting people. And the British say, we're getting ready for riots over the economy. And we got microwave guns ready in the U.S. And I had congressmen on last week. They were told martial law will be declared. You'll be basically thrown out if you don't do this. That is terrorism. That is threats. And so where you see this going, because the public, thank God, didn't get suckered. 90%+ still said no after the financial terrorism Monday afternoon when the House voted it down. $1.2 trillion+ lost. And then they acquiesced, at least in Congress, to the scaremongering and threats. And then now the plunging has intensified with the market down at 9,600 and something today, down over 400 points, or 300 plus points, down over 400 yesterday. I mean, this is getting to be, we're not talking about weeks or months if this continues. The malls, Austin is supposedly the wealthiest per capita city in the country, the best off in the recession. Well, the real estate market's plunging. My wife went last week to the mall to get a prescription for her glasses done. She said she's been there before and it's full. It's empty. Everybody's talking about it. And we're in a good city. It is homeless people all over the country exploding, tripling their numbers in the different indexes we have. And this is only the beginning. So, A, what is the public who's already mad going to do when they find out this bailout went to offshore banking crime syndicates, and that the elite are all literally leaving the country to Dubai and Switzerland? And then how do you see this unfolding the way they're going to govern it versus what you think we should do to avert it?
Well, we're going into a long-term recession right now and probably a depression. And it's not only in the United States, it's worldwide.
Yeah, it's sucking down the euro this week, everything.
Yeah, it's happening throughout Europe. And when the Asian countries can no longer sell their products to the United States,
they can't buy the debt.
Their economies are going to freeze up, too. Now, here's the difference, though. Where the Asian economies have an advantage, which is that they produce things. We don't produce things anymore. We gave away our industry. We gave away our family farming. We gave them all to global capitalism. We gave them to the people who put NAFTA through. We gave them to the people who put through China as a most favored trading nation. We don't have it anymore. So where are we going to get it? Where are we going to get the food when we can't buy the food on credit anymore? Where are we going to get the consumer products when we can't buy those on credit anymore? The answer is nowhere.
Well, let me tell you about East Texas. A year ago in East Texas, where I have family, they have the Swan trucks that, you know, delivered, you know, decent steaks and
right.
chicken and pizzas and, orange juice to people. And my uncle was talking to the Swan man. You know, they'd cut their route back to half, I guess, coming only twice a month instead of once a week or something. I don't remember the exact. But the point is, talking to everybody out in the country, the majority of people said, we can't even afford this inexpensive food anymore because we're spending it on gas just to get to work. I mean, it's already in Michigan and East Texas and Florida, and the states are going bankrupt, and the credit card debt's coming bankrupt, and now the bankers are saying they're going to bail out their cronies and select corporations. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just ranting. It's just
yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I started writing several months ago that people say it can't happen here. Yet we already have had at that time a year ago 35 million Americans who didn't have enough food to eat. And people were laughing about that because the government was calling them nutritionally challenged. Well, that number has not gone away. But if you look at the collapse of farming in this country and the inability that this nation has to even grow its own food anymore, this could happen here. We could have large-scale food shortages in this country.
Well, that's the issue. That's the issue.
To grow your garden.
Well, I mean, that's the next issue. 90% agrarian in the Great Depression, now 90% urban, and of the 10%, half of those aren't even self-sufficient. We have 5% that are self-sufficient. But this is Road Warrior Mad Max.
Yeah, that's right. And what are people going to do? Are they going to let themselves be put out of their houses? What are they going to do when they don't have enough food to eat or their family doesn't have enough food to eat?
I'm seeing reports from Tennessee and Texas where people are holed up in houses. Just this morning I saw one, and the cops just gunned them down.
Well, yeah, we saw that. What happened to that woman, I guess it was in Ohio, that's now being reported on TV. This is starting to happen, and one of the features of this bailout plan is that the Paulson And his people were adamant that they were not going to allow housing prices to fall anymore, that people were going to be held to their mortgages. And Paulson said on TV when he was testifying before the Senate Banking Committee that foreclosures were going to continue. This is not a plan.
And let's be clear,
with their mortgages,
we're bailing them out. It's going to devalue the dollar. And they said, the Fed chairman said 2 weeks ago, top dollar will be paid for these, so they know the people will default, the banks will be paid top dollar, and then even get to repossess it.
That's right. And then you had people saying, Bernanke said this, that when the money was paid back to the public from these mortgage-backed securities, they weren't going to lose money, and they might even make money. And the only way that that's possible is if the people who owe the money still have to pay it. Now, Countrywide has just announced a program to their credit. Countrywide, of course, is now owned by Bank of America, that they're going to start allowing people to scale back on the principal and the interest that they owe on their houses. So at least there's some little glimmer of common sense coming through by the people who are holding the mortgages, but it sure is not part of the government plan. What is in the government plan is a travesty, and you just have to wonder when the banking lobbyists and when the Bush administration lobbyists were going around Congress last week in the House of Representatives, twisting arms of those congressmen to get them to change their votes to pass this bill, what were they threatening them with? You know, what were they pulling out of the...
Well, they told them martial law. They told them martial law.
Yeah, so there you have it. It was done by threats. It was done by coercion. You know, even then, 100-and-some congressmen still had the guts to say no, but not enough to stop the juggernaut.
Well, that shows that the establishment is going for broke, because when you start getting elites threatening martial law to Congress, and then the congressman came on the show and said, well, under House rules, I can't tell you what was told me in confidence. I mean, that shows the establishment is going for broke.
Yeah, it did. It did. And now, whether it was going for broke merely to get one last raid on the Treasury, or whether it has something longer term and more sinister in mind, I honestly don't know. Bush is clearly bailing out. Cheney is bailing out. They moved Halliburton to Dubai, so maybe he's going bye-bye
to Dubai. And the Bushes are going down to Paraguay, where I talked to a top investigative journalist a few weeks ago. I mean, top, international. They say Ken Lay is alive in Paraguay.
Well, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. So maybe this is just their last attempt to take the money and run, or maybe they have something in mind that is much more sinister than that. Again, I do not know. I do not have the answer to that. But clearly, they've ramped up, they've geared up to keep order in the streets by using the army, just as they did during the Katrina disaster. So it looks to me like a nationwide Katrina. This is a financial and an economic hurricane that's going to have the same effects as that, and it's going to be just as disastrous. If we get a new president in office in November who intends to do anything about it, then the obvious answer, and what all the Democrats are saying, is that we're going to see the New Deal back again. Now, whether it's there's any time even to do that, I don't know.
Yeah, but their New Deal is Homeland Security, law enforcement jobs, more prisons. I've been talking about that for years. And Barack Obama, you know, he's gotten three times the Wall Street money that McCain has. How do you square that?
Well, I don't. That's the big unknown. You know, there would be no problem for the Democrats to print money, just the way they're printing money to give to the bankers, to print money and pay people to dig ditches and fill them up.
Yeah, if they're going to kill the dollar, they might as well in the next few years build a real economy so we got something left.
Correct. That's the only real
hope. Instead, it's all going offshore, and I don't mean to yell, Richard.
Yeah. No, you're right.
How do you contain yourself? Because I know what this means to my beloved country.
Yeah.
Instead of people who talk about they love it, I really do love it, because this is the only country I got. It's where my roots are, and I'm watching it all die. It all be stolen by these fraudsters.
That's right. And that's the only hope is to take that same Treasury money they're printing and giving it away to the financiers and begin to do something for the people.
Exactly. Helicopter Ben isn't helicoptering money to the people. He's helicoptering it overseas to international banks.
They
need
right.
to be helicoptering it on us.
And he's lying about it. Now the hope is, and the title of my next book, which I hope will be out within a few weeks, is We Hold These Truths, The Hope of Monetary Reform. The hope lies with the fact that there are enough people within this country in the monetary reform movement to be able to at least arrest the hemorrhaging and to put in place a monetary system and an economy that will put money back into the hands of people that they need to rebuild the economy from the bottom up. And the key to this, really, Alex, goes back to what I started talking about in the very first place, is purchasing power. People do not have purchasing power any longer because their jobs, their farms, their small businesses were all taken away from them by the financial looting.
Well, I'm going to have you back
on. The global
on.
And financial industrialists.
I'm going to have you back on. We're about to have to end this, Richard, because I'm going to cover the financial news. But I agree with you, and I am against helicoptering money. It's better for it to be at the grassroots, and it devalues it. But they clearly have decided to kill the dollar in the next 3 years and bring out some new monetary unit. They've openly said that's their plan. So in the interim, we might as well build up some real economy. But we know that's not going to be basically what happens unless there's political will. What about a national call for the fact that they're criminals, pointing out their insider trading, their conflict of interest, the Goldman Sachs VP to hand out the $700 billion, under the former head of Goldman Sachs. This isn't even the pretense of
That's
legality.
Right.
And I think we need to have state grand juries, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago here on the show, hand out indictments.
I totally agree. If you look at my last article on global research titled Grand Larceny, I begin to go through there the breakdown of how it was done at the political level by the Bush administration with the collusion of Alan Greenspan, the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
He needs to be arrested.
It was a crime from the top. One of the people who tried to stop this was Elliot Spitzer when he was Attorney General of New York.
And so they found his crooked toenail and got him.
They got him. Yeah, because he'd blown the whistle on the fact that the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Comptroller of the Currency, the department I used to work for, had blocked investigations by all 50 states into the mortgage fraud that set all of this up. That was done by the Bush administration.
And he was saying he was going to investigate from the state level, and
right.
They said, buddy.
That's right. They blocked the investigations. It was done. This wasn't a bunch of mortgage brokers out there telling people, come on, cheat on your application so I can make a few extra bucks. That's how they're portraying it. This was a top-down program put in place by the highest political and financial levels.
Well, absolutely. They admit that in the IMF and World Bank documents. Well, Richard C. Cook, I want to get you back on next week, if you can. Let's do an hour on monetary reform.
Okay.
So down the road, people, after this fully crashes, know what can really be done. If we had a free market left and an economy left, I would say the libertarian model. But when it's this shot and the economy's like a dying man on the beach who's been drowning, you've got to, defibrillate him to get his heart going.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. I'll be glad to get back.
All right, Richard Cook, thank you. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
You bet. There he goes. For the balance of the show, I want to go over the stock market numbers, what we're looking at from CNBC, CNN. It's also up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, some key articles from Paul Watson there. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Gold is trading at 880 plus and shooting straight up. Even Mainline, CNN, ABC News are all reporting that there has been a manipulation in the gold paper to keep it down. That's now not Ted Anderson. It's CNN. It's MSNBC. It's all over the news. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. They've artificially suppressed the paper cost, but that we're going to see this paradox of manipulation where gold's $2,000 an ounce, but gold paper is $900. And so what everything Ted's been saying and Ron Paul's been saying is now being said by mainstream news. They can no longer hide it. And this is an amazing admission, Ted, that we're now seeing. I believe they're putting this out because they don't want to be caught, behind the curve. They want to look like they told the people. This is big, Ted.
Yeah, they've been manipulating the gold prices through the futures market all along here, trying to keep that down, because if they can keep that down, it gives the illusion that the United States dollar is going to be strong and okay. Well, wake up, everybody. Our whole economic system's melting down. If you're talking about who are we going to dump the helicopters, who are we going to dump the helicopter loads of money onto? Is it going to be the financial elite, or is it going to be the U.S. citizens? My God, once you start giving away something for free, it has no value. And that's exactly what's going on with the U.S. dollar. And yeah, you're right. They are trying to manipulate, but right now the dollar's down. The Dow Jones is down. The Russell's down. Just about everything on the New York Stock Exchange is down.
But gold is up $28.80, going straight up at $884.10. And ladies and gentlemen, Ted still has gold at last week's price, a whopping $50 cheaper than it now is. And he can, for a limited time, is offering you last week's prices now, but it is going to be gone by tomorrow if this continues. Ted, tell them the coins.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to tell them the coins. Same deal. Exact same deal that I offered yesterday, but yet gold's up another 30-some bucks today.
And the deal yesterday was 25, 30 bucks over what it was
exactly.
Last week.
Exactly. This was locked in closer to $700 or $800 an ounce, and it is $900. And right now, gold has seen a high of $890. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it's 80-something bucks.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
So this
right
is
now.
As good as that deal you offered 2 weeks ago that was the best deal ever.
It is. It is.
Hold on. Okay. Folks, do the math. Ted bought gold at $800 an ounce. It's $884. You cannot beat this deal anywhere. You will not find a better deal anywhere. He'll tell you the coins when we get back, but here's the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and we'll find out from Ted on the other side how long he can hold this deal open.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Man, the bankers are going the distance. They are just gutting everything. The stock market was down the Dow about 400 points yesterday. It's down 434 points today to 9,520. Trillions being lost every day. They are looting it all. I told you, after they got the new power, they would drive all the stocks down. They promised if you'd give them the power that they would then save it. But instead, now they want to drop everything so they can buy it up. And then they're going to devalue the dollar. It's already plunging today. But Ted, I knew all this would happen. They said they were going to do it. But to witness it, And to just hear a former White House analyst and analyst for the Securities and Exchange Commission saying everything we're saying, they are really doing this. But I guess people shouldn't listen to us. They shouldn't get gold that you secured at $80+ under what it's selling for now. They shouldn't move out of paper into that, Ted. They should just stay in the stock market. You know, I have family who've saved their whole lives and lived in little bitty houses and who might have $1 million in the stock market. They admit they've lost $300,000 of it, but they just say, I got to stay in because it'll go back up later. They don't understand, do they, Ted?
They really don't, Alex. I mean, the stock market has a lot to do with what's going on in the leverage markets. I mean, right now the crises in the housing market and the crises in the credit market with all the banks that can't trade amongst each other, the commercial paper market is in trouble. I mean, just everything that has to do with paper is in trouble. And what do you think is going to happen to these companies? I mean, big name companies right now are getting bailed out so they don't fail. And these companies, when they fail, if they do, and they probably will anyways, because we can't print our way into prosperity, it's just going to be adding water to the milk. It's going to be like drinking milk, watered down milk. There's just not enough. The wealth comes from the ingenuity, the industriousness, and just the...
And the bankers have sucked that dry, and they got the 3rd Brigade to make sure we submit and brainwash police. I hope they wake up. Ted, tell them about the coins you've got in supply that you secured at $80 under what it is right now. The last deal was about 80. Is this the all-time best deal
it's probably a twin of what we did 2 weeks ago when the market took up like a rocket like it did today here. Right now I do have the Franks are at 190. Anybody that listened yesterday knows that that's the same price as yesterday, and gold is up a lot more today.
So same price as Friday.
Yep, same price as Friday, because yesterday's price was the same as Friday. British sovereigns, I still have those at 234. That's a quarter ounce coin. You can do the math. It is next to melt. And that's because the prices have gone up so much in this.
And folks can't even find melt out there, and that's a semi-collectible coin.
Oh, yeah. You can't buy coins that melt anymore. The physical market has dried up. There's not enough available. Just like you said, the physical market, the spread between physical market coins and the spot price of gold and silver both has widened, and it's going to continue to widen because people are buying this stuff, putting it away, and taking it out of the market. That $10 Indian, though, that we talked about yesterday, they're at 673, and that's to try to get supply on $10 Indians. It's almost like the market
folks
forgot about this.
Do you still have the silver half dollars?
Yes, we do. We have
800-686-2237. Prison Planet headline: gold prices to double on paper market. Demand of physical gold outstripping supplies. Global interest rate cuts lead flight from paper currencies. And it says, Jorg Kenner, CEO of Swiss Asia Capital, told CNBC this morning that the flight from paper currencies as a result of global interest rate cuts will lead to doubling the price of gold within a short period. And we don't know if that's going to happen, but that's being predicted on mainstream news as demand for physical precious metals outstrips supplies, causing paper contracts on gold to default. The physical market may have been on fire. It's getting very hard to buy 1 ounce coins in smaller bars. Most jewelry shops have been running out, on and on and on. He talks about the fraud that's going on. 800-686-2237. Defeat the New World Order, at least personally. Protect yourself from the bankers looting everything. So they've got Indians, they've got Franks, they've got British sovereigns, and they've got silver half dollar Franklins. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Okay, and you can hold that till midnight, right?
Yep, I'll be here. We'll do it till midnight.
All right. Retransmission starts now with all those big guests at one place, InfoWars.com.